This is actually an executive order designating the cartels and other organizations to be foreign terrorist organizations.
That's a big one.
Yes, sir.
People have wanted to do this for years. So they are now designated as terrorist organizations, foreign. And Mexico probably doesn't want that. But we have to do what's right.
Their influence reaches right up into DHS all the way to Congress. There are so many people on the payroll, I'm told, after my visit down to the border. It's frightening.
American officials on the payroll of Mexican drug cartels.
Yeah.
This is what they hope the public never figures out. This is the real evil that Trump has shut down. That's real. And that's a win. And we should take the good things Trump is able to do and celebrate those. And when he goes the wrong direction, put pressure on him, he's going to go back the right way. I'm not black-pilled. I'm not white-pilled. I'm victory-pilled. I'm reality-pilled. I'm engaged.
My organization, ODNI, our national counterterrorism team, we're playing an integral role in this and establishing for the first time a national intelligence fusion cell. Why this matters is because it allows us to take the intelligence that we're collecting, foreign intelligence. It allows us to work with our federal, state, and local law enforcement, those who have their boots on the ground, on the front lines of this operation, to make sure that we're getting real-time intelligence and information going.
How do you know that your partners in Mexico are truly partners when we know that Claudia Sheinbaum, for example, is an ally of Nicolas Maduro? It's every action she's done in the last few months proves that.
It's a legitimate question, of course. This is something where we're looking at how we can vet as much as possible, both with the information that we have available, but also through the relationship building that is going on at the lowest level.
Much to the chagrin of a whole abhorrent industry of child trafficking that prospered from the open border policies of the Biden administration for 4 years, 2021, 22, 23, and 24, much to the chagrin of these people that made bank, man. We're coming after them. And this executive branch is building criminal files. So I hope they're watching, and I hope they're frightened, and I hope they're getting their affairs in order, hiring their liberal attorneys to defend them, starting to shuffle their money around. We'll find it.
A cartel banner was discovered in Los Cabos, Baja California Sur, reportedly signed by La Chapiza, a fraction of the Sinaloa cartel linked to Los Chapos. The message, which was quickly removed by the authorities, contained direct threats aimed to U.S. officials and American citizens residing in the area. According to preliminary information, the banner specifically named FBI Director Cash Patel, the President of Mexico, Claudia Sheinbaum, and Mexico Security Chief Omar Garcia Harfuch. The text warned of a wave of violence against American tourists in retaliation for the seizure of several illicit shipments in recent days. The message further stated that every American citizen who resides in Cabo San Lucas and San Jose del Cabo, it is being targeted, declaring, "We are the ones who call the shots, and we are the ones in charge." Authorities removed the banner swiftly to prevent widespread panic among the local community and the large American population living in Los Cabos. If it is confirmed, this will be the mark of the first publicly posted cartel threat against FBI Director Cash Patel on Mexican soil by the organized crime and the cartel.
The arrest of a Sinaloa cartel boss, El Plato, another dangerous Sinaloa cartel member responsible for tracking a huge amounts of cocaine. The arrest of a CJNG cartel-affiliated baby trafficker called La Diabla. Her whole money-making operation was centered around luring pregnant women, performing illegal C-sections, harvesting organs, and selling newborn babies.
And they'd be handing Hispanic babies to Eastern European men, African black men who couldn't even speak English. And it turned out, of course, upwards of 80% were not their families, weren't even their same culture. And yeah, this is CIA contractors smuggling kids. I mean, look at this little girl. My God.
Methylene red is the ultimate complement to methylene blue. It's like Batman and Robin, right? This is Robin. Okay, I just took this, and I only took three droppers full. And I feel like calm energy, if that makes sense. I feel like if I want to go think about something or go deep into something, I can do that right now. It's like a sour warhead, and it's like, oh my God. And then I'm like, oh wow, can I actually feel it? Same way you feel methylene blue, you feel this. So
look at this, look at it.
Here's your normal methylene blue, right? Look at methylene red. Dude, that's a freaking tank. If you're taking this, you really need this. It's like, you know how Big Pharma always tells you, hey, if you get, you know, this SSRI, you're gonna need this to go with it. Well, this is the natural, more natural way to do it. You got methylene blue and you got methylene red. These complement each other and you need both of them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and get yours. And I think right now it's 50% off if you subscribe.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Record strong wind, stronger than Katrina, makes landfall Category 5 in Jamaica. Pray for those folks. We'll have a breakdown of that, the hurricane satellite, time-lapse track from space, and more coming up. Caribbean also got hit by a huge earthquake yesterday. We'll be hitting that. There is so much to go over today on this live Tuesday, October 28th, 2025 transmission, and we're going to do our best to cover it all. Plus the news that breaks, but the biggest news is the EBT being cut off, the SNAP benefits between 42 and 46 million. At least 42 million are completely reliant on it, 46 to a great extent, 65 million or so partially. Air traffic controllers pay stops today, and so many other federal agencies and groups are completely cut off right now. It is becoming a wild, wild west situation. The Democrats have seen their biggest federal employee union turn against them and say, no, you're the ones behind it. The public that is generally illiterate on how Congress works is now discovering, as their paychecks for up to a month have been cut off to the TSA and millions of other federal workers, that indeed it takes 60 votes to override the filibuster in the Senate, and the Republicans have 54. And the Republicans have delivered clean bills. They passed 13 of these with Biden. The Democrats 100% are behind this. And so, been a lot of new developments there. So we'll be drilling through all of that and some of the new shocking videos of the left and welfare recipients pledging massive violence. But first, Congress Oversight Committee has released their report on the Biden auto pen, demands DOJ probe of auto pen use in scathing new report. Comer says Biden auto pen action should be considered void and that his doctor should potentially lose his license. Well, that's the bare minimum. That's the surface. They had a special committee that decided what bills were signed, what executive orders. It turns out of thousands of signed documents, executive orders, bills, they have found real Biden signatures on two of them. All of the other ones were not signed by Biden, and most of the time he was not even in the White House when this was happening. House Oversight declares Biden auto pen orders null and void, including pardons. So not only did the Democrat Party behind Biden as their puppets steal the 2020 election, caught red-handed, bigger than Dallas, then almost everything he signed, legislation, executive orders, directives, memorandums, all of it was written by a committee who would decide what to sign off on. Special interests would write it, then they would sign off on it. And Roger Stone, in December of 2020, when the whole battle was going on about the illegitimate election, said, when Biden gets in, we play these clips from then, he said it'll be a committee running it from a secondary White House about a mile away that Obama has, and he listed who the people would be that would be on the committee, and now they've had, months ago, the chief of staff for Biden turned himself in, basically, to Ed Martin, and came in and said, yeah, it was a committee here who was on it, and they would decide what to sign. Then it got even more out of control, and staff started selling pardons themselves and doing the auto pen that were over the auto pen. Because they're like, well, you know, they're robbing and stealing above us. Why shouldn't we get in on this? Well, Attorney General Pam Bondi says, my team is reviewing the Biden administration's reported use of auto pen for pardons. Thank you to Representative James Comer for his great work on this. We look forward to working alongside the GOP to deliver accountability for the American people. She just said that a few minutes ago. So you cannot really overstate how tyrannical this is, how illegitimate. This is a deep state bureaucrat Democratic coup over America. Because you can try to debate whether or not Biden stole the election. If you're ignorant, you can just say, oh, no, he didn't, but they did. We know that is proven. But with this, we know that the person that we supposedly elected has his real signature on two bills. No executive orders, no memorandums, no directives, two. They wouldn't even let him in the Oval Office most of the time. They, across the street, built a fake Oval Office where he would do press conferences and sit there. They didn't even want him in the building. When Obama would come to the White House, Biden would wander around the stage. No one would want to talk to him. They all want to go up and kiss Obama's ass because he was really enjoying his third unelected term. So Congress is saying that they want the DOJ to investigate this. This is bigger than the DOJ. This is a constitutional crisis. You can posthumously, I don't mean he's dead, though he's close to it, you can impeach a president after they're out of office, strip him of presidential immunity, and then null and void every piece of legislation he signed because he didn't sign it. It's a fraud. If somebody goes into the bank with a fake ID, looks a little bit like you, tricks them to empty out your bank account to them, and then you find out a week later, it's on the bank, they got to pay you back. That fraud doesn't stand. So this is the same thing here. And when you're dealing with crimes of this magnitude, how do you even respond to it? Yeah, Trump a few months ago has photos of or paintings of all 47 presidents hanging on the wall in the corridor entering the Oval Office. Starts with George Washington, moves up to modern times with Kennedy and Reagan and the Bushes and all of it, and Obama. But when you get to Biden, 46th president, on both sides you got Trump, 45 and 47, and you got Biden, it's an auto pen. That's not even a joke. That's who was president the last 4 years. And I'm rarely at a loss for words, but the House Oversight Committee, the highest investigative body in the legislative branch of this country, has interviewed the whistleblowers, has seen the documents, has exhaustively spent, 4 months on this. They've issued a report. You should go read it. And 100% Biden was a fraud, was illegitimate, and was not the president. Because the law is clear. The president cannot delegate the power of signing legislation or executive orders to someone else. It's all null and void, and that's what the report shows. It shows the Constitution, shows the law, shows the top scholars agreeing. No one can even debate this. And now they have the chief of staff months ago blowing the whistle, barely hit the news, and saying, yeah, Biden didn't know what planet he was on. That's why they wanted Kamala Harris, someone equally as, it's true. These people are retarded. But that's what you want. You want a meat puppet that can't even add 2 plus 2 and come up with 4. House Oversight Republicans urge DOJ to probe Biden's illegitimate auto pen use. Now, the report's worse than that. It says it's an illegitimate presidency. Biden's auto pen pardons are null and void due to mental decline, House Oversight Committee says. No, he didn't even sign it. Oversight Committee releases report on the Biden auto pen presidency. Here's the report. The Biden auto pen presidency decline, delusion, and deception. Yeah, by the staff, by the committee, within government, the executive in the White House. Report prepared by the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. Majority staff. You want to go read the report, believe me. House report tells Biden's decline. So the media is trying to say, oh, they claim he was impaired. No, the report says that he didn't sign 99.9% of the documents. Again, if this happens all the time, people go out, they find out where your mortgage is, they file fraudulent paperwork, they're able to basically steal your mortgage and sell it. It's illegitimate. If you didn't sign it, if you didn't know, it's a fraud. GOP-led Oversight Committee says Biden actions are void in final report. Wow. This alone is just staggering, which we already knew, but now they have the chief of staff coming forward and testifying to him, and it's in the report. Because these people don't want to go to prison. But what does that say about the Democrats? Folks, they're not winning any elections anywhere in the country. It's all election fraud. It's all completely gerrymandered. It's all written where they get all the seats. Even Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is a horrible globalist pimp, has come out and said this is a fraud, and he's turned on the Democrats and turned on Newsom. And you're like, well, who cares? He's a traitor. Well, exactly. When all of their people start jumping ship over to us, we never trust them, we never forgive them, we never turn our backs on them, but it's the sign that you stick a fork in it, they're done. I don't get up here and say the globalists are done as some hype thing to create that illusion. I've been on the air 31 years, and the first 22, 23, 24, I was like, we're losing, the globalists are pure evil, we got to wake up, we're getting our asses kicked right now. People say, you're a black pillar, you're a doom and gloomer, you're a fear porn dealer. And I'm like, no, I don't tell you bad stuff that's going on and show you proof, because then I think you get in a catatonic fetal position and piss on yourself. I think you're like me. I'm telling you the crisis is happening, so you get motivated and get organized and take action. I think you're like me. And I was right. I bet on you. Because I just think everybody's like me. And you know what? Most people are, actually. And until I was probably in my 20s, I was kind of naive. I always thought everybody thought like me. To a certain extent. I mean, it's just common sense. But as I got older, I found there's a lot of people don't have their heads screwed on straight. But as things get worse and worse, a lot of people that didn't have their heads completely screwed on straight, they're going to wake up and get their heads screwed on straight, or at least straighter. So when I get up here and I say the globalists are in decline, getting their asses kicked everywhere, at every level, political, cultural, economic, spiritual, it's true. The problem is they've always said they'll overturn the chessboard or they're losing, and that's what they're trying to do right now. So, yeah, we're winning the battles, but we ain't won the war, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what makes them so dangerous. So, I've seen some good indictments. I'm seeing a lot more action. I'm seeing more hardcore reports from Congress. I'm seeing the main talking point out of Republican leadership being super hardcore, night and day from what it was 8 years ago. But it's still not moving fast enough. And people still aren't realizing how existential and dangerous the threat is. But it's a lot better. But I don't want it to be a day late, a dollar short. But I can tell you, as the Democrats and leftists worldwide push back with race war and tyranny and economic collapse and terrorism and false flags and election fraud, it's only going to wake people up faster and piss them off, as I've been saying for years. And you notice we're getting stronger. We're getting more focused. We're getting more informed. We're getting more irate, more committed, more focused. And they're getting more desperate. So on our trajectory, it just gets better. Except when you add in evil people and evil organizations' propensity to live in a normalcy bias where they've gotten away with so much corruption so long, they think if they just double down again, it'll be okay. No, you double down again, it's going to cause a giant political explosion. And you aren't going to survive it. I guarantee you, you're on the bad end of the stick. You're on the shit end of the stick. But still, it's going to be really bad for everybody else. So I'd like you to just surrender. And look, I got all this incredible news, all these incredible clips, all these incredible guests. You're like, Alex, you said this yesterday. Because this is really the message at this point. I mean, the Democrats, we're now, what, day 27? 28? How many days are we into the total shutdown? Air traffic control? People have had their paychecks cut off today. On Saturday, all the welfare checks stop, all the digital money on the EBT SNAP program, guaranteed looting, robbing, killing, civil unrest, probably going to be spectacular, and I guarantee you it's going to be the worst thing you've ever seen domestically if it goes for a week or longer. Yeah, day 28. And the Democrats have every intention, they've said, of doing it to make the country blow up. What incredible admissions. And again, for the people that are dense out there, and we've got some videos that are coming out today where I wanted to show this to you, the Democrats saying they're shutting it down to cause an explosion. You need 60 votes to override the filibuster on a spending bill in the Senate of the United States of America. The Republicans have 54 seats in the Senate. They cannot pass the bill. This is not the Republicans. And then all the Democrats have got is Trump's building his ballroom, because, you know, the White House in the past has to have a tent to have a party, including in freezing cold weather. Yeah, the United States of America doesn't have a feast hall at the White House. Mexico's got a gigantic one. Poor countries have them. We don't. And Trump's using donor money to build all of it. But it doesn't matter to Tampon Tim or Gavin Newsom. They can only say, well, everyone's starving. Trump is using your money to build a White House, the ballroom. A ballroom is the issue. So we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with the latest EBT hysteria. And I want to go ahead and go to some of this now. Let's play clip 12. There's hundreds of these new videos. Captions, we're robbing white people on 11-1. Let's play 12. And then let's play, God, there's so many of these. Fat white woman testifying that she needs food stamps. Looks like she weighs 500 pounds. 21. And then 22, Tim Walz lying about the ballroom. And then the really scary clip, 25, EBT recipient says she'll be going back to jail for a third time if she doesn't get her food stamps. And then you read the comments by these people on their posts. They're like, that Trump and these white people. It's not Trump doing it. It's Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer. But invincible ignorance. Don't let reality get in the way of your bull because you got brainwashed by the left. Here are the clips.
Y'all was clutching y'all purses before. This gonna be the time that you need to clutch them. Y'all was doing all that shit at the wrong time. But this is y'all time to show out. Show out then. I ain't gonna be mad at you.
Employee of the school district, I only get paid once a month. By the time I get my bills paid, I have nothing left to pay for food and other basic needs. If it wasn't for SNAP benefits, I wouldn't be able to feed my children or myself. I work, pay my bills, and like every other mom, I want to be sure that I have enough food to put on the table.
This is not a both sidesism. This is owned by the Republicans. It is owned by their ability to want to have anything their way. They've got a president that is pulling money back that was appropriated by the legislature, which these legislators, I know, I'm glad they are, would be horrified by that idea, giving up their authority as an independent branch. So I know Democrats are ready to go. I know they're ready to come back and do this. They're ready to come back and protect things that had passed the legislature. They are not willing to come back and let an authoritarian president do whatever he wants. The people are going to be lined up out here to get food, and we're talking about a damn ballroom. Don't lose the plot. Don't lose the plot of what's going on here.
They all on my phone telling me we ain't gonna get our food stamps November. Let my shit not come on the 15th. Let my shit not come on the 15th and I'ma show them why I went to jail twice. I'm guiltful. I'm not in the mood. My birthday is in December. Thanksgiving coming up. I don't see, that's what I'm saying, because my mama already had used my 150 to get money. That's why I should never.
I just wanted to come real fast just to make this video, just to make something very, very clear to the white man. Black Americans do not care about your government shutdown, and Black Americans do not care about you taking away our EBT and our government assistance, because Black Americans never depended on the American government to take care of us and feed us, because we never could. We were never able to depend on the government in spite of what you may say and what you may try to force us to.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
To AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we got a major InfoWars announcement here in just a moment, but I wanted to finish up on the whole EBT situation. Then I'm going to get into some other news, then back into that because it all interconnects. Now it ties into Biden being totally illegitimate, a coup over America, top House Investigation Committee with the whistleblowers. He only signed 2 bills himself. Everything else was a fraud. The executive orders, everything a lie. On top of them stealing the 2020 election, but this is absolutely proven. But during that last segment, I was starting to play a clip of the hundreds I have here, everyday new ones, of a crazed black lady in her red hoodie, one of Satan's little helpers, I guess, saying black people have never gotten help from the U.S. government, never gotten anything free. Well, the U.S. government with LBJ came with free stuff to wreck your community, so you actually did get something. It's like putting a piece of cheese on a mousetrap, to kill a mouse. And then she says, but don't worry, we're just going to eat white people. Well, I mean, I guess with all the mugging and shooting and killing that's already happening and what's been promised, 20-1 black-on-white crime, it's a small minority of blacks doing it, but this is the type of person pushing it. This is the type of person raising their kids to do this. Talk about hatred. She thinks the average white person that just kind of
schmoes around and does their job and whatever. I mean, white people are diverse and different backgrounds, but I mean, on average, white people are pretty boring. I mean, and they actually almost all whites I know don't hate black people. Most whites I know, you've got a lot of black friends and you're nice people. Everything's great. And a lot of black folks are horrified by this, but here's this woman saying, I'm not just going to rob you. I'm not just going to kill you like the other videos. I'm going to eat you. Now, if you remember about 4 years ago, I said with the UN lockdowns and those continued and cutting off food worldwide, that in all the Pentagon studies, after about 10 days, most people go to pure violence, mass murder, warlords, death in the streets. And within about 15 days, the majority of people become cannibals. Now, that's who's still alive. A large percentage of the studies commit suicide. But you get 2-3 weeks into no food, electricity, things broken down, people become cannibals, like all these plane crashes you've seen where they crash the mountains and nobody gets there for months and they eat each other. And white people do it, black people do it, everybody does it. Well, this lady is saying, I'm going to eat your ass. Well, I did like a 20-minute breakdown of this. So we can't cut off the world food supply. The collapse of society, the Great Reset, leads to this. And then I said, and then I've got to start sizing up my liberal neighbors because I don't want to eat my conservative ones. I got to think about hauling them up with a chain and gutting them. And I said, I'm doing this as satire to get you to think about it, but this is a real issue of where this goes. And I talked about the modest proposal of the Irish statesman and lord who wrote the modest proposal, what was it, 300 years ago, when hundreds of thousands of Irish were starving to death, and England was refusing to give them any aid, and the famous Irish lord said, well, I agree. Why don't we have the Irish raise their babies like a goose or a turkey for Christmas, and you can sell your baby, and we can just eat the Irish? And it got published in the newspapers everywhere, had a huge effect, and the British had some conscience and said, this is wrong, and they actually got help in during the potato famine in for the Irish. So I explained. I said, this is satire. I'm not really going to go eat my neighbors, but I said, the left will get to this point. So in a collapse situation, do you commit suicide when there's no food for your family, or do you go ahead and eat your neighbors? And I went, I got to kind of be honest. If my kids were starving to death, you know, a month into total collapse, and I've already got my leftist neighbors, you know, trying to do whatever they're up to, well, I mean, maybe I get together with my conservative neighbors, we go over and we eat them. And boy, it was top story in the country for like a week. Alex Jones is a cannibal. He's going to eat his neighbors. And then I had about a month later, one of my neighbors was over on the back fence. He's like, hey, how you doing, Alex? He goes, my son's here visiting from college. He says, you're talking about eating your neighbors? I said, yeah, it's satire. Have you heard of a modest proposal? Yeah, I've heard of that. And he said, wow, okay, well, just he leads his son over. He was a little bit autistic. He's like, you're not going to eat me? And I said, no, and I pulled up my phone, a modest proposal, and I explained it. They all laughed. It was a big joke. They said, well, plus, we're not really liberals. I was like, it's okay. Don't worry. I'm not going to eat you. But here's someone really saying they're going to eat you, which is to my point of where we're going. So here's the new clip, and there's a clip 4 years ago where I said, I'll eat your ass like corn on the cob.
I just wanted to come real fast just to make this video, just to make something very, very clear to the white man. Black Americans do not care about your government shutdown, and Black Americans do not care about you taking away our EBT and our government assistance, because Black Americans never depended on the American government to take care of us and feed us, because we never could. We were never able to depend on the government, in spite of what you may say and what you may try to force us to believe. So you can sit back and you can mock, you can laugh, and you can think that you're about to starve us to death, but I'm here to let you know that we are going to eat regardless, even if we have to hunt you animals down and roast and eat you, the delectable crackers and cheese. We will make it happen if we have to, trust and believe me. And if it takes this government shutdown for black people to finally come from under the government and understand that we don't need to be paying our taxes into this government, what we really need to be doing is taking care of one another, buying land and growing our own food and building our own nation. If this government shutdown and starvation is what it's going to take, then let the party begin. It's black power, baby, and we rise.
I'll admit it. I will eat my neighbors. I'm not letting my kids die. I'm just going to be honest. My superpower is being honest. I've extrapolated this out, and I won't have to for a few years since I got food and stuff, but I'm literally looking at my neighbors now and going, I'm ready to hang them up and gut them and skin them and chop them up. You know what? I'm ready. My daughters aren't starving to death. I'll eat my neighbors. See, my superpower is being honest. I'll eat your ass. I will. I'm combat model, optimal self-sufficiency, probably the leader. The point is have you thought about that yet? Because I'm somebody that thought I could fix this, and I'm starting to think about having to eat my neighbors. You think I like sizing up my neighbor, how I'm going to haul him up by a chain and chop his ass up? I'll do it. My children aren't going hungry. I will eat your ass. And that's why I want the globalists to know. I will eat your ass first.
Jonathan Swift, a modest proposal. And I explained before I did that, that's what I meant by it. But the media still ran with it and said we were lying. That's 300 years ago. Or 295 years ago. Yeah, we got the I'll eat your ass flag. Bigley should sell that. I know we did a one-off. But that's what this comes down to in this globalist system. So we can joke about it all day, but the Democrats shut down the government. We don't have the 60 votes to override the filibuster. And the average leftist is out there pushing the lie, and some of them believe it, that this is Trump's doing. Absolutely insane. Food banks are preparing for a surge as federal food aid could be paused in government shutdown. Oh, it's going to be. Got a whole bunch of insane examples of this that we'll be getting into. But look at how angry and pissed off that woman was. And just the level of hatred. She's dreaming about eating people. Sweetheart. I don't think, because of the Second Amendment, your plan will go very well to eat all the white people. Now, Bill Gates is trying to kill everybody with a poison shot, so we should, you know, rally around and stop that. But no, maybe she'll go out and mug some people. Maybe she will, like Jeffrey Dahmer, hit somebody over the head and drag them off and eat them. I don't know. But the point is that this is the place that I was saying this leads to. And, well, here we are. The woman is quite the economist, though. Her answer is eating white people. She likes the white meat, I guess. So we'll be looking at more of that coming up. By the way, Bill Gates has come out and said, I'm sorry I fear mongered about global warming, but please, can we still have a carbon tax? And that ties into new statements by Al Gore. That's coming up. But I wanted to bring Chase Geyser on with a huge announcement. When we came out 6-7 months ago with ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue, I was talking to a lot of chemists, a lot of scientists, a lot of formula developers, and I said, what out there could have an effect like methylene blue and synergistically work with it to boost it and supercharge it? So I got with Bigley. They've been making supplements long before I got with them. And I got with Chase, who's really smart. And I said, I want you to go to a couple of different formulators and ask them what you think's the best. And my son, Rex, who's really into chemistry and really smart, he had a formula idea he had that he was recommending to us. So I said, go check this. And Bigley came back and said, well, yeah, it's close, but our formulators basically came back with the same combinations of this. And I said, well, I want you to run that through ChatGPT. Just ask ChatGPT. We've got it all printed up where we did this. We'll show you. What would supercharge in a healthy way methylene blue? And did you know that ChatGPT, without us telling it, came up with the same formula that Bigley did with its formulators. And that's because it's out, ChatGPT's out researching what scientists say. Just that the amounts were a little bit different. That is wild. So, announcing, ladies and gentlemen, we'll show some B-roll for you, Ultra Methylene Red. Now, this bottle is three times the size of an Ultra Methylene Blue bottle because it's to have the formula, you got to have a lot more stuff in it. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is amazing. And it just came in yesterday. I took it with the Methylene Blue. Incredible workout today. Clarity, focus, it is so amazing. And it works with Methylene Blue, and it works without it. And unlike Ultra Methylene Blue that you can't take if you're on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor or certain other medications, nothing in this has any of those counterindications, but still consult your physician. But when you take it with Ultra Methylene Blue, supposed to be available, medical grade the best, USP Ultra Grade, it just does synergistic things that are amazing. So I wanted to get Chase on because this has been being developed. I mean, I had this idea like a month into Methylene Blue exploding. I said, we got to come out with something that's complementary or even better. This is the research from that. You can buy three bottles, get 25% off. Buy two bottles, get 20% off. Buy one bottle, get 15% off. And when you subscribe and you cancel any time, it locks it in at 50% off at thealexjonesstore.com. But this is a big deal. And they got the limited first run of it in. And there's not dyes in it to make it red. When they went out and did the formulas and things, they said, you know what's crazy? We were going to call it like, you know, turbocharged methylene blue or something like that. And they're like, it's red. It's red. Dark orange red. So Chase goes, methylene red. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen, and it is crazy, and it's available right now exclusively, limited first run. A little more comes in a month, but they got a limited run. You watch. This will be sold out in 2 days because people know I don't BS. Get yours now. I can't wait to see your reviews. Chase, thanks for being with us. Great job. It's crazy how the two different formulation companies you went to got very similar ideas without even talking to each other. Then I said feed it into ChatGPT and other systems. You took your time on this one, though. But when you finally had it ready, they produced it in a month. The formulators never made anything like this, so that's why we have a limited run. This stuff is amazing. Chase, tell us about what is in Ultra Methylene Red.
Well, I got to tell you, I've never been prouder of a product launch than I am of this. I really had a heavy hand in this. Methylene Red as a name didn't even exist before this, so we are officially the first company through the Alex Jones Store that's ever even invented or launched something like this. So I'm incredibly proud. And just like you said, Alex, we have suppliers that we work with, manufacturers that we work with in Florida, Utah, Arizona. We reached out to all of them and we asked them for a formula that would super enhance the effects of methylene blue, but also product. And we got, you know, different formulas back from the different suppliers and manufacturers with maybe 80 to 90% overlap. We combine them together into what we thought was going to be
Chase,
perfect.
That's important because I'm going to cut ads out of this and your Zoom cut out. Start over. You reached out. Sorry, it wasn't two. It was three of our manufacturers, top companies. Start over. You reached out. Start over.
Yeah, we reached out and we asked them to create formulas for us that would super enhance the effects of methylene blue. And we found that what we got back from the suppliers was like 80 or 90% overlap. So we took those, we compiled them together into what we thought was going to be perfect. And then we cross-referenced that with ChatGPT upon your request. And it came back with exactly basically what we came up with from our suppliers, from our manufacturers. And so we put this together as both a methylene blue super enhancer, especially with the cognitive focus benefits, the mitochondria empowerment and the brain dropping off extra electrons for the brain cells and things of that nature. But it's also an incredible standalone product. I mean, just to give you an example, Alex, one of our best sellers when we were still operating at InfoWars store was Ultra 12. And this has everything that Ultra 12 had in it. 206,000% your daily value of vitamin B12 through methylcobalamin. And that's how we have the methylene red name. It's from that methylcobalamin that we have in there. So this is an absolutely incredible product.
I've never seen anything like it. We have the organic, not synthetic garbage, but then it's all the other stuff added that supercharges it and delivers it. So let's go over what what we wrote up it does, and then read to people what ChatGPT says it does.
Sure. So it's got the Active B2 that slams the door on migraines and supercharges your cellular energy grid. This is all backed by a study, by the way, that we looked up very carefully. The P5P form of B6 that cranks out GABA, serotonin, and dopamine like a neurotransmitter factory. It's got 5,000 micrograms of neurological B12 that regrows damaged nerves and shields your memory from the brain drain agenda from the globalists. It's got 5 grams of TMG, a methyl donor juggernaut that recycles homocysteine, fueling DNA repair and detoxifying your brain. It's got acetyl L-carnitine in it. It's a brain-penetrating carnitine that floods your mitochondria with ATP, which is basically energy, and reverses cognitive aging. It's got uridine monophosphate in it, the synaptogenesis rocket fuel that grows new dendritic spines and locks in razor-sharp memory, and just so much more. CoQ10's in it, of course, which is a huge product that we've sold in different forms in the past, but this is the most impressive compilation of ingredients that I've ever seen in a supplement. I'm very proud that we launched it. I'm very proud that it's our second tincture on the market. And when I'm looking through these studies, I mean, here are the benefits that are listed: migraine prevention, cardiovascular health, antioxidant and cellular protection. We've got neurotransmitter synthesis and mood, helps people with depression, even energy and fatigue reduction, more cardio production, cognitive support, mood cognition, endothelial function. I mean, it just goes on and on. Nerve regeneration, cognitive and mood support, eye health, 47% reduced age-related macular degeneration risk from the B12 that we have in there. Energy and sleep, liver protection, insulin sensitivity, anti-inflammatory. I mean, it's the kitchen sink, Alex. It's everything that you could possibly want and really easy to consume. And here's the deal, man. This is what's so wild about it. We have so many ingredients, such power in this formula, that we couldn't fit it into the same size bottle as the methylene blue. So if you look at my camera here, you can see that the ultra methylene red bottle is 4 ounces instead of just the 2 ounces from the methylene blue. And it's because this tincture is just absolutely loaded up. And so it's just, I mean, it feels like a health potion when you hold it. It's incredible. It's got the sour strawberry taste, very easy to consume. And I've been taking it all day. And I got to tell you, Alex, if you thought I was wired before, I'm really wired now.
Well, it's amazing. Great job to you guys. And again, I just took it yesterday. This is powerful and it is so good for you. And if people were impressed with ultramethylene blue, then definitely want to have this, and it supports the broadcast. You have nothing to lose. When you get it, you're supporting the tip of the spear. It really is an incredible product. There's all the other great supplements at thealexandthesword.com. And everybody who's going to support us and get these great products should become a VIP member. It's just like Amazon Prime, $30 a month, and instantly when you sign up, cancel any time, $40 to spend on the store, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything, so you save money right away when you become a VIP, cancel any time, but that way we form a relationship with you. Everybody should become a VIP. Also, when you subscribe to get ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid or the new product, ultramethylene red, it locks it in at 50% off, and on future orders, 50% off. Only way that stops is if you cancel, and that's free, one click in your profile. So become a subscriber to get the best deals, become a VIP to get the best deals. But whatever you do, don't miss out on Ultra Methylene Red. Focus and clarity like no other. This is really something special. And again, we don't go out there and try to, like some companies, just find one herb that does something, makes you feel something, is good for you, but it's cheap and everything goes into marketing and they market way up. No. Everything we sell is the most insanely powerful, best thing we can come up with, because this is what we take. This is what we do. And it's common sense to want to sell somebody something that really works and not sell somebody something that doesn't really work. So that's why everybody just raves and raves and raves and raves about the products at thealexjonesstore.com, because they are the very best. But I'm sorry, I'd forgotten 3 different manufacturers, big developer companies that you went to and got very similar formulas. And then we didn't even tell ChatGPT. We simply said, what would it, I mean, I have the printouts right here. What would enhance it? And then you ask, what does this formula do? Maybe you should publish this, on the site there so they can see it. This is crazy. But again, it shows AI grabs the most authoritative information humans came up with, folks. So it just shows you that what we're bringing you is real research. Not just, oh, this stuff's good for you, let's just throw it in there. No, it's like, what's the combination? What's the best type? And again, all these ingredients are organic. They're not synthetic. There are a lot of B12s out there that are basically cyanide molecule-based that are synthetic. They're not good for you. This, I'll never forget, like 10 years ago when we first came out with Ultra 12, it was a private label of Dr. Group's organic B12 made in Arizona that it's medical grade. It's the same stuff that your doctor gives you, you know, stuff for injection. It's the same stuff. And this is taken to the tongue, absorption there. And Mark Cuban did a review in a publication he has, and he said, here's all these B12s we tested, and here is the best ones we found. And he put, not knowing, Group's on top and put ours down at the bottom, showing they didn't really test ours. But they did test Group's, and it was the best, and they just stuck us down there, even though it was the exact same factory, same deal. So that just shows you how crazy. Of course, Mark Cuban was separately selling his own stuff. That's what he was doing. So he, when he went out and found out the best to sell, he went out and got Group. Well, we did the same thing. We had Group. So he's like, oh, we're reviewing this. Oh, Elkins is bad. Ours is good. Just absolute crap, ladies and gentlemen. So that's what you're getting with us. Ultramethylene Blue is available right now. So for the first time, Ultramethylene Red. This is going to sell out very, very quickly, but more is coming in soon. Chase Kaiser, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
All right. Now I'm done plugging. That was a big one, but it's true. It's powerful. And we're very, very excited about it. And it's what keeps this broadcast on the air. All right, here's what I want to do. Oh, man, there is so much here. I want to get back into the EBT SNAP benefits being cut off Saturday. And the Democrats have no intention. They're going to vote it all down. They basically say forever. They want to crash the stock market. They want to crash the country. They want riots nationwide. We kept asking, what will their false flag be? Will they mow down a bunch of illegal aliens? Will they blow up a black college? They may still do it. They keep saying, Trump's going to kill the migrants with machine guns, the army. He's going to attack black people en masse. Well, that's ridiculous, but obviously they're thinking about false flagging. It hadn't happened. Well, what was the other thing I said 6 months ago? They'll try to crash the economy with a shutdown or the stock market crash or both. And now that's where we are. There's no doubt they've rolled out this false flag. They're saying Trump and the Republicans are doing it. Well, they're the ones doing it. What do we do about it? Well, number one, we're in an info war. We have to get out to the public that who's behind this, because there's still a lot of people who don't know. And a lot of people actually believe the Republicans are doing this. We got to put massive pressure on the Democrats to end this shutdown. That means put the facts out first. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm going to lay it all out with powerful videos straight ahead. Stay with us.
Methylene Red is the ultimate complement to Methylene Blue. It's like Batman and Robin, right? This is Robin. Okay, I just took this, and I only took three droppers full. And I feel like calm energy, if that makes sense. I feel like if I want to go think about something or go deep into something, I can do that right now. It's like a sour warhead, and it's like, oh my God. And then I'm like, oh wow, can I actually feel it? Same way you feel methylene blue, you feel this. So
look at this, look at this.
Here's your normal methylene blue, right? Look at methylene red. Dude, that's a freaking tank. If you're taking this, you really need this. It's like, you know how Big Pharma always tells you, hey, if you get, you know, this SSRI, you're going to need this to go with it. Well, this is the natural, more natural way to do it. You got methylene blue and you got methylene red. These complement each other and you need both of them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and get yours. And I think right now it's 50% off if you subscribe.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. news coverage of what's going on with the intensifying shutdown. Air traffic controllers had their pay cut off today. A month ago, the TSA and countless other federal agencies stopped being paid. But with the EBT, it's going to send shockwaves across the nation. And I predict, unless there's massive pressure on the Democrats, which hadn't happened yet, that they're going to keep the government closed for as long as it takes to burn the country down, which is going to start this Saturday. Just watch. Here's a few clips.
You don't like a particular policy or a particular president? Then argue for your position. Go out there and win an election.
Are some of these folks really so beholden to one extreme wing of their party that they're willing to tank the entire economy just because they can't get their way on this issue? Are they really willing to hurt people just to score political points?
Republicans in Congress chose to shut down the federal government. Let me be more specific. One faction of one party in one House of Congress, in one branch of government, shut down major parts of the government, all because they didn't like one law.
The Democrats are required to open the government. They keep saying Republicans are in charge of government. We aren't, not in the Senate. 60 votes control the Senate, not a bare majority. And so point number one, Democrat votes are required to open the government.
This morning, more than 40 million people, that's roughly one in every eight Americans, are bracing to see their food assistance run out later this week, creating a food crisis some experts say could be the worst since the Great Depression, all because of the government shutdown. The U.S. Agriculture Department, which administers the SNAP or Food SNAP program, announcing, quote, the well has run dry.
Everyone's worried that, you know, they're not going to be able to feed their families.
There are 42 million people in this country that need food stamps on a weekly basis. And we're saying people deliberately instead of Americans, because most of the people that are on food stamps aren't even from this country. 45% of Afghanistan immigrants are on food stamps. 42% of Somali immigrants, 34% of every immigrant from Iraq, 23% of Haitians, 59% of all illegal aliens are collecting food stamps, meaning that most of the people getting food stamps from the U.S. government and the U.S. taxpayer are not even Americans. Think about that. And we didn't know about any of this before the government shutdown started, but thanks to Democrats, we can confirm tonight that millions of Joe Biden illegal aliens, people who crossed the border when Joe was president, are now collecting food stamps from a program funded by hardworking American taxpayers.
Absolutely. I've got some of the graphs here, but it's illegal aliens are getting the majority of it. And then poor blacks and then poor whites. And you've got generations of people. I can show you clips of white people, black people. They're all saying the same stuff. But it's mainly black folks. You know, we're going to kill you. We're going to attack you. We're going to eat you. You Trump voters, you've done this to us. I am so sad that this many people are this dependent. But this is the system the socialists, the communists, the Democrats set up. And these poor folks don't know how to fend for themselves. And they literally feel entitled. They really believe the Democrat lie that Trump's trying to take their food away. So this is total ignorance. It's so dangerous. And it's going to explode spectacularly starting Saturday. It's guaranteed now. How do we put pressure on the Democrats?
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
We'll be right back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ahead of all this other news I'm going to be hitting, I want to intersperse your calls on the coming SNAP benefit EBT cutoff Saturday. Starts Friday night, midnight. How we put pressure on the Democrats to reverse this. How we expose it to the public. Because a lot of people, and not just welfare recipients and people on EBT, SNAP, literally don't know. Because you watch corporate media, they say the Republicans did it. They don't know you got to have 60 votes. They don't know the Republicans only have 54. They don't know the Republicans put forward all these clean bills. The Republicans, 13 times with Biden, didn't do this, didn't shut the government down. So we have to informationally get the truth out here so people know the Democrats, if they keep it shut down, when the looting and the crime and the insurrection and the hysteria starts this Saturday, you're like, well, it'll take a while for the food to be out of the cupboards. No, a lot of these people sell the benefits right away for half price for drugs. That's on record. And they are saying they're using this as an excuse to loot and rob. So I predict serious civil unrest Saturday night. And then as the actual benefits run out the next week, it's just going to get totally insane. And so now it's going to be all about exposing the Democrats. So there's so much pressure on them that they know they're getting the blame for it that they back off. But they know the general public, especially their constituents, are so politically illiterate and business ignorant and have such short memories that people at the midterms won't remember this. And they think it'll tank the stock market, and the Democrats have said they want that so that Trump's recovery doesn't work. And where we are financially, historically, if Trump's recovery doesn't work, which is gaining traction and it's starting to work, but still it's close. If they screw this recovery, where we are in debt, where we are globally, where other countries are, with the inflation, there's a good chance we have a full-scale, deep, long depression, which is the Great Reset, that the WEF, the UN, the IMF, and World Bank have been saying they want. And then we're back to what they wanted. They were going to have a depression under Kamala. They were going to make it all race-based and use that to break the country down and put us under austerity, like the lockdowns, but worse with COVID. This is an official plan. And so they're going to try to just go to that with Trump in office and act like he's Herbert Hoover at the start of the Great Depression in 1929. And these are basically 90-year cycles. So where are we right now? So if you can't feel the palpable danger I mean, if I try to describe what a collapse is going to look like in the modern age, I can't even really bring myself to tell you. I've told the story many times. I've given the numbers. I'm not going to do it again. 90% of the population was rural in the Great Depression. About half of them were totally self-sufficient. That means 40-plus percent of people were totally self-sufficient, and 90% lived in rural areas, 10% in the cities. It's now 85% rural, 85% urban city, 15% rural. So the numbers are basically flipped. And maybe 10% of those that are rural are self-sufficient. So do the math. We got less than 10% of people that are self-sufficient. was people that were self-sufficient that took care of everybody else. You shut this down now, it explodes, society collapses, and we don't come back. Until after, I don't know, 7 million to 15, 14 million died of starvation during the Great Depression, with upwards of half the public self-sufficient. If we have a Great Depression now, people were way more moral back then. Even if you lived in a city, you had more smarts. You had yourself put together. Life was a lot harder back then. People didn't expect a free lunch, most of them. And still, it was hellish. You collapse society with the zombie-like population we've got. And I don't just mean poor people on welfare. You go to a university like UT in Austin, and you look at the students. They all look like their souls were sucked out. Doesn't matter what color they are. They're all hobbling around. Their eyes point different directions. They're slobbering. They're disheveled. It's just like, God, what happened to people? And they've all just been brought up on video games and laying around and never having a job and just walking around their flip-flops all day long. Do you have any idea during a collapse what that's going to be like? It is going to be hell on earth. And then you got the entitlement of all the welfare people that just can't wait to loot and burn as if they're, oh, I'm going to loot and burn all the stores near me. I'm going to rob all the gas stations and Walmarts and Targets. I'm going to go to the sporting goods store, and I'm going to kill cops. I'm going to eat white people. I'm going to kill Trump supporters. Can you imagine what that's going to look like? They've never cut off the EBT. I remember old-timers, when I was first on air 31 years ago, they said, the globalist move will be at some point when they're ready to collapse the country to cut off the EBT. Yeah, the Massachusetts government saying Trump cut off their SNAP benefits. That is so criminal. Talk about defamation. And look, you're like, well, fine, cut it off. Let them learn to take care of themselves. We're already in this position. We need to become self-sufficient and fix this as soon as we can. But now we're approaching this crossroads. This is how they plan to take Trump down. They tried to kill him. They've tried everything else. They tried to crash the economy before, and now they're going with this. We took calls yesterday. About half the callers like, oh, I don't think it'll be that bad. The other ones are like, yeah, it's going to be really bad. What are you talking about? George Floyd dies in a questionable way. The autopsy says fentanyl. $2 billion in damage, dozens dead, carnage for months. When you've got 40-something million people who all they know how to do is take a card down and buy their liquor and their cigarettes and all their Twinkies and the bacon and the pork chops and the rest of it are traded in so you get money for drugs or lottery tickets, when that cuts off, it's like a hydrogen bomb dropping. So I want to take your calls on that subject. And I want to take your calls on the House Oversight Committee, the top investigation committee, conclusively proving Biden was an illegitimate president, only signed two of the bills, everything else was auto-pinned, everything is illegitimate and a fraud, there was a coup over America. So incredible. What's your take on that, and what should be done? The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. There were a few callers left on the board yesterday, and if they wanted to give us their name and number, we'd call them back, get them on today. Because I had a guest on. That same guest has got more videos, more exclusive stuff that they shot with the government and the EU, with all the incredible nanotech implantation that's happened. That'll be in the fourth hour today. But the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. And we're going to go to Steve Ian, Craig, Daniel, and others here in just a moment. But folks know that have been longtime listeners, I don't get up here and say sensational stuff just to have viewers and listeners. I only say something if I believe it. And this is the globalist play. And once the riots start, to legitimize those, then you'll probably have the false flag of the illegal alien demonstration mowed down, or the black college hit. Remember, Charlie Kirk gets killed, then all the death threats come into the black colleges. They close for a couple weeks. Turn out those were fake calls, obviously. If you think white people, oh, Charlie Kirk got killed. Oh, the black colleges did it. Here, let's call up and threaten to kill them. What? Nobody ever said black people were involved. Not the time it happened, not the day after. But I said black colleges because where else are they going to find a group of nothing but black people? And they say, oh, Trump's coming to kill you. Trump's going to kill the black colleges. Trump's going to shoot you. Trump, I'm just like, what? Oh, obviously you're going to shoot them up and blame us. And then you couldn't help it. Kirk gets killed. They call in all these fake bomb reports and mass shooting reports. Oh, we're going to come kill you black people because you killed our white supremacist Charlie Kirk, which defames him. He was the opposite of a white supremacist. And they put all the fake quotes about Charlie Kirk. Black women are dumb and can't fly airplanes. Never said anything even close to that. Just like the Democrats say, the Republicans have closed the government, even though on record they did it. They lie and 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 they lie. You know, I sent so many clips, maybe the crew didn't get them, because I don't want to just put clips of crazy black people saying I'm going to eat white people and kill them, and giant fat white women saying I'm starving to death, give me money. I sent a couple clips of black guys just I saw this morning that really made good points. I want to play a few of those and go to calls. Explaining that this is all, number six is one of them. There's a couple more because I want to show the positive people out there too. I don't take pleasure in this, folks. When there's 20-1 black on white crime, there's still a tiny minority doing it. Just go, oh, look, this is the thing. I do that because the government and the media puts it out that white people are committing the majority of the crime. It's not true. So because I'm being framed, I have to come back and say, look at this. And it's the Democrats literally putting out the story that sells this, that white people are taking your EBT money when it is Hakeem Jeffries doing it. It's total manipulation. But like I said, the good news is triple the black people voting Republican, double the Hispanics voting Republican. The majority of those folks are figuring it out and getting it together and see the insult of the Democrats trying to use them as the cover for a civil war to kill this country. So the answer is do not hate the black people. Do not hate the Hispanics. Do not hate the Asians. Do not hate the whites. We all have to stand up for our own interests, be proud of our cultures. Not be ashamed of ourselves like the ADL wants. We'll all stand up for ourselves, but we're not really attacking each other. It's the globalists. It's the big banks. It's Hollywood. It's the media. We all know, if you really think, they're the enemy. And the only way they win is if we do this. And if the poor black folks burn down all their neighborhoods, it's not going to help them. And, you know, you get crazed people out there shooting firemen and police. And then the cops are going to kill some people, and the media is going to make a huge thing out of it, and the Soros DAs are going to charge the cops, and here we go. I played it probably 100 times the last 30 years on air. Chew it up again. From Russia with Love, James Bond, Siamese Fighting Fish. And at the start of the movie, it's this evil international group, which is how it really works, the globalist, calls in the Russian, the American agent, the other agents, and they go, all right, we're going to get everybody killing each other. And then out of that, we get the power and control. Here's our plan. And so with the Siamese fighting fish, you've got the white working class and the black working class who are all being targeted by this. They're trying to board all our kids. They're trying to cut our sons' dicks off, our daughters' breasts off, whether you're black or white. They're putting GMO in our food. They're chemtrailing us all. We are on the same side. We're targeted by the same enemies. But while we fight and hurt each other, then when the survivors weakened, in comes Spectre. Roll this, and I'll go to your phone calls. Here it is.
Siamese fighting fish, fascinating creatures, brave but on the whole stupid. Yes, they're stupid. Except for the occasional one such as we have here, who lets the other two fight. While he waits. Waits until the survivor is so exhausted that he cannot defend himself. And then, like Spectre, he strikes.
I find the parallel amusing.
Our organization did not arrange for you to come over from the Russians just for amusement, number three. Come in, Kronstein. Sit down, number three, while we listen to what number five has devised for us.
I hope Kronstein's efforts as director of planning will continue to be as successful as his chess.
They will be. According to your instructions, I've planned for Spectre to steal from the Russians their new lectodecoding machine. For this, we need the services of a female member of the Russian cryptograph section in Turkey and the help of the British Secret Service. Naturally, neither the Russians nor the British will be aware that they are now working for us.
Number three, is your section ready to carry out Kronstein's directives?
Yes, number one. The operation will be organized according to Kronstein's plan. I have selected a suitable girl from the Russian consulate in Istanbul. She's capable, cooperative, and her loyalty to the state is beyond question.
And you're absolutely sure she believes you're still head of operations for Soviet intelligence?
It is most unlikely she would know I'm now working for Spectre. Moscow has kept my defection secret from everyone but a few members of the Presidium.
For your sake, I hope so.
All right, so that's how it really works, folks. And I know the audience knows that. You're like, yeah, tell us something we don't know. Remember, we're not talking to you. We're talking to the prodigal sons. We need to reach them. I need to get you to reach them. This is not an entertainment broadcast, though we have a little fun here and there. I'm not lecturing. I'm just saying. We have to stop the enemy plan. Here we are. They're trying it. And because you've been doing a great job exposing him, and I've been doing a decent job, it's not going well for him, but they're still trying it. All right, Steve in North Carolina, thanks for being here. You want to talk about EBT Civil War? Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. 3 points I'd like to make regarding the EBT and your guest yesterday, Jesse Beltran, on the nanotech, and how it all ties into the globalist United Nations plan. And I'll start. I can probably.
Oh, there's an official UN plans to put liquid chips in us for a global currency. It's all public.
Yeah, it all ties into the CBDCs. It ties into Bill Gates putting a microchip in us. And that's where the nanotech comes in as well. So with it, starting with the EBTs, I think people better really get their heads screwed on, and they better stay out of Walmart, stay out of Walgreens, stay out of Sam's, Costco's, because this is going to get nasty. And, you know, this is really dire. I mean, this is a serious situation, and people better be aware of what's getting ready to happen. This is great. This is the Great Reset. They are going for broke. It's the last card they have to play. And people better get ready for what comes Saturday. Now, on the nanotech, remember when you had that psychopath, the Mad Scientist Club, what's his name, Giordano? And he talked about, there's 3 things I got here. He's going to infect you with nanotech, nanoneural particles, high morbidity of microbiology agents, morbidity. 2, weapons of mass disruption to target key individuals. And then 3, novel neural weapons using drugs and bugs? And thirdly, how it all ties in, three quotes from you know who this is. Who controls the food supply controls the people. Who controls the energy can control whole continents. Who controls money can control the world.
To be an enemy, the Rothschilds said a similar thing that Kissinger did, and so does Zbigniew Brzezinski. Who was that particular quote from?
Oh, that was Henry Kissinger.
Yeah.
But then there's two other things that he had said. To be an enemy of America can be dangerous, but to be a friend is fatal. And the last thing, world population needs to be decreased by 50%.
Yeah, that's State Department Memorandum 200. Thanks for the call. See, listeners, he's quoting, and I know who he's saying, and I wasn't sure if it was Brzezinski or Kissinger, because they both basically said the exact same stuff. Yeah, you know, slashing farm emissions critical to fighting climate change. John Kerry, quote, if we don't cut half the farming off, people will starve. That's like saying, if I don't stab you in the heart 18 times, you might die. These people are just beyond satanic. I'm going to go to break because I don't want to cut the next caller short. Ian in Texas, then Daniel in Texas. We're going right to you. And then Jared, Eric, Multipass, Texas Skeptic, Jim, John, Michael, and others. And remember, I don't just add this as a side note. It's everything. Are you telling people about the local AM and FM stations you're listening to? Are you supporting their sponsors? Are you telling people about the local cable stations we're on? Are you telling folks about Real Alex Jones on X and at AJN Live and on Rumble, because they're close to shutting down InfoWars. The receiver from the state with the order to shut us down is here deciding right now today. He's here. Don't come and be mean. It's court ordered. We're not being confronting. He got here about 11 when I was already on air. He's in the building. That's okay. Just support us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support at thealexjonesshow.com, because I don't own that. They can't get that. That's our sponsor for the future Alex Jones Network. All things that are happening, but I need your support. I need your word of mouth. And the crew asked me, how long will we be open? I said, tomorrow? A month? I haven't talked to the guy yet. That's why the crew's like, why are you getting off, you know, tomorrow at 1:30? Jesse Beltran coming back in. Well, that's because the receiver's here. I'm going to go talk to him. So I'll have more for you tomorrow on that. But that's how close this is. Doesn't matter. The info war lives forever. The info war is you and I. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Methylene Red is the ultimate complement to Methylene Blue. It's like Batman and Robin, right? This is Robin. Okay, I just took this, and I only took three droppers full. And I feel like calm energy, if that makes sense. I feel like if I want to go think about something or go deep into something, I can do that right now. It's like a sour warhead, and it's like, oh my God. And then I'm like, oh wow, can I actually feel it? Same way you feel Methylene Blue, you feel this. So look at this, look at this. Here's your normal Methylene Blue, right? Look at Methylene Red. Dude, that's a freaking tank. If you're taking this, you really need this. It's like, you know how Big Pharma always tells you, hey, if you get, you know, this SSRI, you're gonna need this to go with it. Well, this is the natural, more natural way to do it. You got Methylene Blue and you got Methylene Red. These complement each other and you need both of them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and get yours. And I think right now it's 50% off if you subscribe.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexandstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexandstore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexandstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexandstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, the top House Government Corruption Oversight Committee released a report with the whistleblowers, with the testimony, with all the proof that Biden only signed two bills the entire time he was in. All the executive orders, all the bills, all the memorandums, all the directives, all fake, all fraud, all illegitimate, a coup. I mean, this alone is just over the top. Now they just started releasing the documents and the interviews with Biden's chief of staff admitting it all. I knew he'd come in and whistleblow. I didn't know they'd, because this was in closed committee. They just released that. So we're getting that. That's coming up. I mean, this is moving quick. But let's go to your calls right now. Ian in Texas on EBT and what you think is going to happen this Saturday when the welfare gets cut off. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Alex, great to talk to you. Yeah, I just wanted to call in and say that, you know, the EBT, the food stamp situation is real serious. You know, I have many dear conservative friends that have had to use EBT throughout their life. And, you know, the fact that
a lot of U.S. military on what they get paid have to have it.
Correct. Yes, sir. And I applied for EBT when I used to live in Colorado, and I was denied it because I was self-employed at the time. And the rules were that I had to have a job that would pay me, but not pay me enough money to cover my bills every month. And I just didn't really understand that. I tried explaining to them that I was
Walmart
self-employed.
It tells its employees for 20 years, we only pay you this much, and then they help you sign up and get EBT on top of it. It's sick. So it's also a corporate subsidy.
Right. And, you know, America has more resources than any country, and we have more manpower and willpower than any country. And we have a government in D.C. that's not wanting to work.
Well, the government did this, putting people on welfare in the 60s. They admitted to create dependency to make us weak.
Right. And so we just have to come up with a better solution that works for everybody, because what's going on right now is not working for people. We're in the trenches every day out here working nonstop. I'm blue collar. All my friends are blue collar. And we are essentially being ruled by white collar criminals.
No, I know. And it's hard. And they want to make it as hard as they can to make you give up. And then you go on welfare. And then we have Cloward and Bibb kick in and the country collapses. Thanks for the call. Powerful points. Yeah. There are a lot of people that are disabled or have dishonorable discharges or whatever that aren't even allowed to work and they have to have this. They've created this. Then you've got all the lazy people that were born into this have no idea even how to have a job. And then with inflation, how does a working class pay for anything? It's a bad situation. That's why Trump's trying to fix it. And that's why the Democrats doing this right in the middle of a recovery is criminal terrorism of the highest order. It's a 17-minute report. I asked Rob Due yesterday. I said, will you please put together like a 5-minute report of Democrats bragging that they're using the shutdown for collapse and control? He said, sure. 17-minute report. It's being posted to X right now. I don't know if we'll have time to air it today, but we needed some short, quick videos for the general public, like a minute or two, just them admitting it, so people understand this. Because they don't know. The general public doesn't know about parliamentary systems, the Constitution. They don't know you got to have 60 votes in the Senate for a spending bill. And so when the Democrats get up and say it's Republicans, people don't know this. The people perish for lack of knowledge. Countries burn down for lack of knowledge. Daniel in Texas on EBT government corruption. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm kind of thinking your whole scenario on the Podesta plan, I think they've hinged over this and delayed, and this is going to be what they use to hopefully kick things off. Yes, it's real bad. Flip side, it's good that everyone's waking up. Nobody realized we had 40 million people on EBT. This system is ripe for reform. But, yeah, it's real bad. I wanted to say a couple of things about you, Alex. You know, I've watched you since the very beginning. And all that you've been through has just made you sharper, more on point, more defined. I know you don't want to hear that. I mean, nobody wants to go through what you've been going through, but damn, dude, it's really sharpened you.
I do like to hear it. People calling and thanking me, I'm thanking listeners for their support. I just want to fight. We're all in this together. But no, Nietzsche said that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. The German philosopher, it's true. I am. And God did this to me, and I always trusted God. I've never been mad at God. But I now look back at all the bad things that happened to me and my family. All of it was to train me how things worked. All of it was to keep me straight and strong. All of it was to make me never take anything for granted or, you know, feel like prideful or anything. All of it was to keep me humble. And then all of it also blows up in my enemy's face each time. So I have to go through the storm each time, and then my enemies always get defeated, and I get stronger. So I have total faith in God. That's why if I walked out of this office today and some assassin shot me and I saw him point the gun at me, I don't want this to happen. I'm not asking for it. I would not even be mad at God. I'd say, man, thanks for the mission, God. This has been incredible. Now I want to live to be 100. But I'm just saying I have seen God's plan. I have seen how God works in mysterious ways. I have Christ said, you will be persecuted if you serve me. And I agree with you. The persecution has made me so much stronger. Go ahead.
But I was going to tell you, one thing I want to say. You said when Charlie Kirk got shot, I'm going on the college campuses. Bad idea, Alex. I don't think the deep state or the cabal would kill you because they don't want to make a martyr out of you and elevate you. But the psychopaths will. When King David said, I'm going to war, his generals came to him and said, no, dude, you can't. You're too important. I feel the same way about you going on these colleges with these Antifa, trans nuts and all this stuff. There's no way that is only in a closed setting behind glass, and I know you wouldn't do that. I mean,
they want to intimidate us, and I've reached out to TVUSA who wanted me to go on tour. Now they're like, well, we'll see. But even Steven Crowder never said why he quit. He got so many death threats, so many attacks. He went back out because as a man, I can't let him intimidate us, but don't worry. We're so busy. We haven't gotten around to it yet. And quite frankly, I've reached out to groups and they're like, oh, that's too dangerous. We don't want you there. So look, I don't want to die, but at the same time, it's like dying to be afraid of it. Does that make sense? I just have to do it. So I am going to go to some colleges soon. I have to do it. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't, because you're too effective where you are. You're, believe it or not, you're in a key position right now. You got your ear to the White House. You're exploding in growth. I've got so many people on listening to you. I just took them all the way back to Benghazi when you called it the week it happened. 9/11. I mean, I've been able to take your track record, and you got so many more listeners, people I work with, people I associate with, that basically were under the Sandy Hook lie. And now they listen. They had a bunch of people I know use your supplements. And, you know, the people that hurt the most in this whole lawsuit, you know, you had some products that we lost that were damn good products. The Mel.
No, I hear you. And then the Democrats raised $300 million off my name. They're just absolute liars. And the good news is their hoax about me has collapsed. Thank you so much, brother, for the kind words. All right, we're on the order the calls are received. Let's go to Jared, Missouri on EBT ending. What do you think is going to happen, Jared?
Well, this is definitely flip the board over play. I have some questions for you. Is there anything that they can do outside of, I think Bessette hinted at, like maybe extending it out, the programs? It's kind of when he was talking, when you played the clip the other day. Is there another thing like if Venezuela, could they start something there and then use it for emergency powers to get something going? Because if they do this, I don't think we can put the toothpaste back in.
Well,
the tube.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff can be done. Like they've introduced a bill to take Congress's pay away. The Republicans have that. At least shows people, hey, we're not the ones doing this. Trump's got some pools of money, but not that much to try to extend it a few days here and there. They got a donation to do one military paycheck. Trump's already exhausted most of the little extra funds they had. I think Trump needs to announce an emergency address to Congress. Again, Netanyahu's here every few weeks. He shows up. They give him like a State of the Union. I think Trump should declare an emergency State of the Union, and it should be Friday night, but that's only a few days away. I think Trump should call for an emergency State of the Union Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, or Monday, and just address this head on. That's what he has to do.
Yeah, we're kind of running out of time, and that's the problem. We don't have very much time. And the thing is, like, as we learned from COVID, you know, like, for example, the toilet paper, everybody, you know, is laughing at people, and all of a sudden it's gone. So it's going to, if once this pops off, it's going to be very, 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 very hard. This is, like, key number one to stopping all of this from happening, because everything you said was going to happen. As soon as this happens, this will come over, and the people are going to, you know, go into the parking lot, get shot, blah, blah, blah. There's going to be a lot of hell, you know, on Earth if this doesn't go through, because it does take, like, 1% of people to do something like this, and it's going to create something that really can't just be undone.
And again, the Democrats admit they want this for destabilization. Thanks for the call. Here, Senator Rick Scott is now working to suspend all paychecks for members of Congress. Remember, Trump gives up his paycheck during government shutdown. Here it is.
If you didn't do your job in business, you didn't get paid. You don't show up and do your job, you don't get paid. Why are we getting paid? We shouldn't get paid if we don't do our job. We need to figure out how to work together to get our budgets done. It's as simple as that.
So you're going to offer legislation to not get paid during shutdowns?
Absolutely. I already have a bill. We've got a bill that we don't get paid during the shutdown. Ron Johnson's got a bill that we'll never have shutdowns. That should pass also. But on top of that, what are the Democrats doing? This is a clean resolution. All we're doing is keeping the funding. Actually, the funding's too high. It's still the Biden funding. But I don't want to shut down government, so I support it. But the Democrats, they want a shutdown for whatever reason. How is this good for the country? Nobody wins with a shutdown.
The big banks do. The globalists do. If they crash the economy and stop Trump. When there was no big false flag a few weeks ago at the No Kings thing, which we know they had prepared, I said, now they want to crash the economy, obviously, with a shutdown. But now that I think about it, it's perfect once the riots start to have the false flag. Remember, the globalists aren't following one exact plan. They got a bunch of plans. They're trying to figure out what to do. They're not all powerful. They're losing control. But I don't just intellectually see the problems. I feel the danger. I know you do, too. I feel it in my gut. And I don't have a feeling of fear. I have a feeling of disgust and frustration. I feel dirty. Even though I'm not part of it, I feel dirty that I can't stop it. And then I look at people like Chuckie Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries and Pocahontas, and they're just scum. I mean, they're bad people. And their counterparts in Europe, everywhere else, it's just like, we are cursed with these people. But we're so close to getting rid of them. It doesn't mean there's some perfect utopia after this, but at least we're not going to have leaders, the majority of our leaders, working to screw us over and kill us. I mean, it's just like, please. But good went to sleep, so evil took control. That's how it works. Study history. Study the Bible. Oh, yeah, there's a clip of AOC changes her accent 4 times in one video. It's the total chameleon behavior of these people. Like, I would see it if I was invited. I've been invited to speak at black churches before and things. Imagine if I show up at a black church and I get up there to give a speech. I'm just going to talk in my accent. Imagine if I put on some fake black accent. I would feel like an insulting weirdo. But she gets up, and when she talks about the Latino community, she goes, Latinos, and we do this. And the black community, we do this. And she goes through all, like Hillary. It's like, what type of weirdos are these? Mondabi, everywhere he goes, a different accent. Well, wherever I go, we get the same accent because this is who I am. It's weird. It's sick. And I guarantee you, those crowds of people don't like it. Like, why are you doing that? Like, just talk like you talk. But these are chameleons, folks. And that's all they know. I mean, just look at New York City. I mean, you talk about losers. Not all of them, but I mean, in general, just dumbasses. Just like pod people. It's all these big buildings, and you just wander around. You're all brainwashed. Oh, boy. Eric in Illinois, you're on the air. Food stamp crisis. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. It's a pleasure to speak with you. I think I agree with a lot of what you're saying here today. But I think we need to kind of step outside the box and look the other direction. Instead of relying so much on the government as we've had to get ourselves in this position, what can we do as fellow brothers and sisters to help those in need? Now, I know many of us do help at our local food banks and contribute and donate in that matter, but I think we've come to that, let's say, crossroads that, hey, our government has failed us tremendously. I think it's time for us to go back.
Instead of waiting for rioters to burn down the neighborhood and shoot them, we should be out on the street exposing this, helping people, speaking out now ahead of it. You're absolutely right. But the issue is we already have 40-something million, you know, totally dependent. We need to get off the dependence. My point is we're already here at the crisis, so I'm only basically focusing on that and how we respond. Does that make sense?
It does, and I agree with you. So, yeah, I'm a week or two too late on this thought. But it's like what you teach us or what you talked about. It's like God prompted me to call. It's time to come to action. It's time for our fellow Americans to step outside the box. Get outside your comfort zone. Let's go fund these food banks like none other before. It's like Trump said, bigger, greater than ever before. Let's show this nation that we are of good spirit. We still have good
absolutely. Imagine giant convoys of truckers and black, white, old, young, you know, literally selling the four-wheeler, sell the bass boat. And even though half the people are spoiled brats, whatever, half of them are old ladies on disability, you got to help them. Imagine the image of all those citizen trucks and everybody shoots video, puts it on X, you name it, showing up and just flooding food. That's actually the answer. You're absolutely right. Trump should do an address tonight or tomorrow and say, listen, we're trying to get the funds, but everybody out there, all over the country, the food banks are running out. Flood the food banks right now and then show that. Oh, that is so beautiful. And then the left's still going to activate its rioters and stuff, but it's not going to matter because everybody else, that's the answer. I don't know why I didn't think of that. Flood the food banks. Exactly. Everybody. Don't count on somebody else. Flood the food banks and let everybody know it's there. That is smart. You're right.
Well, thank you, Alex. That's all I wanted.
No, but elaborate. You say God touched your heart with that idea? Because it's such an obvious thing. Why didn't I think of that? Imagine the image of white devils, and but everybody else, just in mass, and then when you get there, shoot the video. People will be there. It's like Ivan Raiklin by himself goes to all these arraignments of Comey, Letitia James, John Bolton. No one else is there. There should be thousands of people there uploading videos and covering him. But it's still just him. When Trump would get arraigned, there'd be thousands out there calling for his head because the Democrats need to act like their people. We have to get activated and flood the food banks right now and expose that that's happening so people know there's food because the food banks are running out. A bunch have run out. That is such a common sense thing. That is such a solution. And we need Trump. Here's the key. And we can get this to Trump. In fact, I'll make some phone calls. But, oh, God, this is so simple and obvious. Why don't I think of this? It's the most simple thing. It's the most genius. We've got to get all Trump surrogates and Trump to call for flooding food banks, and people that do have means to flood the food banks. And then the corporate people try to cover it up, and the Democrats will, that the food banks are full of food for people that don't have this. There'll still be riots, but it will show the truth. And it'll help those that are actually in need. That is a genius idea. So how did God touch your heart? Let's put this video out, by the way. We're live right now, but let's get this out. President Trump must address the nation, call for citizens to flood food banks now. So how did God touch your heart, Eric?
It's what you talk about. When you're plugged into the Holy Spirit, what came to my mind? The first thing, when Jesus is talking, what are the greatest two commandments? You shall love your Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Then what's the second? And it's just the same as the first. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. We need to love our neighbors as ourselves. It's time to step away from this evil. We need to love one another. We are still a good nation. It's like you said, we may not be the best nation, you know, the worst house, however that goes. You know what I'm trying to say.
We're the best house in a bad neighborhood. Right? Here's the deal. We don't want to sit back evilly and go, fine, this will expose the left. Let's watch it burn the country down. That's what the Democrats want. We can't join in that rolling of the dice. That's evil. There are a lot of serious disabled people, people that literally need this. We have to step up and be the good example. Just like the Amish went to Northern South Carolina, worked for free for a year, and rebuilt everything when nobody else would. We have to step up like the Amish, and we have to flood the food banks. And folks, don't wait. Go to the store, buy the baby formula, buy the stuff people need, get the food, and because the food banks have run out in most areas, and get the food in there, and then post it saying, I delivered food, you should too, so there are mountains of food, so that the Democrats think we're dependent on government. No, you got people dependent, we stepped in and blocked your ass, and then it will totally expose them even better and make them stop the shutdown. It's like the Grinch that steals Christmas. He finally gets his heart touched at the end and stops. We can't be the Grinch. We can't play along with the Democrats and say, fine, burn it down. We've got to at least do the right thing. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah, you got the download. That's what we're after.
I don't know. I didn't think of that. But that is, we have to step up and not look at the crazy black people saying, I'm going to kill white people and all this. That's not the majority. And we have to step up and be Christ-like. And while we're there, say, hey, the Republicans didn't do this. But we're here to get the job done and bring the food. And you may not have a lot of money, folks. Maybe you just buy like a couple bags of rice and beans or whatever. But I'm telling people that really need it is like the protein drinks for old people, the formula for babies. That's all run out. Most areas are run out. And that is so simple, but so smart. That is the answer. And everybody, don't listen. Don't wait for me to do it. I'm going to make phone calls. I'm going to call the White House literally when I get off air. You need to call the White House. You need to call talk radio. You need to call into other shows. You need to call your governors. Governor Abbott, Governor DeSantis, other good governors, come out, say, hey, the food banks are out. We're maxed out. We're not letting the Democrats hold us hostage. We need everybody to deliver all the food they can to food banks right now because the Democrats are going to keep this shut down. And as this gets worse, if they continue, we're going to have to step up, folks, because, and then if they still burn it all down, we did the best job we could. And everybody knows we were on the side of right. You're so smart. Eric, thank you for calling. Oh, man, I tell you. And we're going to take this little call. I say little short segment, powerful, huge call, but this little short segment, we're going to post this to X, to Rumble, to InfoWars.com in the next 30 minutes. You get it and you share it. President Trump must address the nation. Call for citizens to flood the food banks ahead of the EBT SNAP shutdown Saturday to stop the Democrats' plans for civil war. Take matters into your own hands. I've always said this. Oh, if I ever see UN helmets, I'm going to blast them. The UN comes by taking over your government. They don't come with UN helmets. If you're not going to politically get engaged now, if you're not going to go out and protest now, if you're not going to go out and speak out now, if you're not going to donate now, if you're not going to speak out now, you'll never do it when the real war starts, and we don't want that war. Not because we're scared of it, but because we're knowledgeable and we know what it means. And God forbid we have to do it, we will fight, and we will fight hard, and we will win. I know as much about war in the military, though I've never been in it, as I know about politics. This is very important. But I don't ever talk about my knowledge here on air. Military hears it and sees it and goes, how do you know all that? I know how to study. Doesn't mean I've done those things, but I've studied it. And I can shoot an elk at 1,000 yards right in the heart. But I don't want to go to that point because that means we failed. And those of you just sitting back in your cabin waiting for the Civil War, if you'd have been engaged, we could have stopped this. We still can. The pen is mightier than the sword, and love and action is mightier than the pen and the sword. But don't worry. Those of you that want to use your sword, you're going to get your chance. But I'm not counting on you when it comes time for that if you didn't do anything beforehand.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Oh, that last caller nailed it. And it that's the thing hiding in plain view. I'm analyzing the enemy and what they're doing and trying to get the shutdown stopped, and the Democrats want a civil war. Why not just flood all the food banks and then educate everybody that conservatives, particularly black, white, Hispanic, old, young, wearing their Make America Great Again hats, go into the inner city and deliver the food. Don't wait for other people to do it. You go do it right now. Go to the grocery store, show yourself doing it. That's key in the info war. That's as important as delivering the food. Get some diapers, get some formula, get some rice, some beans, basic stuff. If you got more money than that, buy five carts of stuff. But one bag of rice is enough. You're blue collar, barely have paycheck to paycheck. That's what Christ would do. Deliver it to the food bank, show how you did it, put it out on X, put it out on Rumble, tell others to do it, and we're going to head them off at the pass. And then there'll still be some criminals that loot and riot and all that, but they'll all be exposed, and the Democrats that did this will be exposed. That is such a smart move, and it's the right thing to do. That's why, why did I think of that? That's why we take calls. You guys think of the stuff that I miss. People all the time send me messages or call, and they go, why aren't you covering this? And I go, I didn't know about that. Oh, you know about everything. No, I don't. Multipass, North Carolina. Thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Just retired active duty 20 years. I've lived in countries where hunger is the weapon. And I just want to make the point known, actually, as the first caller was saying, and I think, you know, a lot of the points that were covered with the previous callers are all great. I think there's going to be a dual purpose or like a triple purpose to this thing, this possible event coming up, to where we could see funding from the left, you know, move forward into a possible false flag or probably a big riot, you know. But that's kind of what I'm working with right now. Great idea on flooding the food banks. I just pray that we have enough time to be effective in that.
Well, the president calls for it. It will be a spectacular right thing to do and a victory. Can you imagine the image of Trump supporters flooding the food banks so there's giant piles of food?
100%. Absolutely.
We got to do it. I can't believe I didn't think of this.
And just the other half, my other quick point, you know, hey, you guys are at home, whatever, taking care of your household, top off what you need to top off now. And start looking at your standard operating procedures for your home, possibly. Let's hopefully not get to that point, but...
Well, exactly. I mean, I usually carry a handgun, two handguns, one in the glove compartment, one in the center console. I rarely stick an M4, you know, right behind me with a towel over it. I mean, because I'm not like Mr. G.I. Joe, you know, all this stuff. But, I mean, I'm locked and loaded right now because I can feel the danger coming.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think a lot of us can, but nevertheless, with the moving on to the auto pen thing, you know, hey, the candle burns violently before it's snuffed out. So I think this quote unquote Democratic Party, I think they're on their last leg. They're getting hit hard by us, and we just need constant exposure, like constant exposure. Let's spotlight everything.
You're talking about pressing the attack.
Pressing the attack, going on the offensive, 100%. Drive the spear into their heart, politically.
Yes, we don't have to do it physically. God bless you, brother. Thanks. Yeah, I got the clips. They're releasing the videos of the White House chief of staff admitting it was all fraud. I mean, it's all coming out. In fact, we've got that coming up. And that it was a monetary reason they covered it up. I mean, the rats are leaving the sinking ship. I agree with the last caller. We are winning. All right, more calls. Jim, John, Sam, Blue Tongue. We'll be back in 60 seconds with your calls. Stay with us, Paul Revere's.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f***
themselves.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right, more of your phone calls coming up in a moment. The House Oversight Committee, the main investigation body of our legislative branch, has the whistleblowers. I told you about this 4 or 5 months ago. The chief of staff came in the other age. They said, yeah, it wasn't Biden. He didn't sign anything but 2 bills. There was a committee run by Obama and Hillary and Biden's wife, Jill Biden. And Hunter was involved. They would just decide what they were going to sign and do. I mean, this is treason. This is a coup. This is bonkers insane. And then now what happens? I mean, the whole presidency, we know they stole it, but now it's proven it was illegitimate. This is incontrovertible. Citing auto pin use, GOP-led House Oversight Committee calls Biden actions illegitimate. Well, I mean, you only have Mike Donilon, chief aide, admitting that it was monetary is the reason he did it. And they blame it on cognitive thing that they had to do all this. Oh, we had to sign the bills. We had to make the decisions because his brain was gone. That's why you ran him. When he was running for office in 2019, I said his brain was gone. And now it was even, you saw it. Oh, this is the sharpest Biden. He's incredible. He's wonderful. They released a bunch of these videos. They're releasing it all. All the proof. This is not the Republican Party of 8 years ago. Is it as hardcore as we want? No, the Republican Party of 8 years ago was driving about 5 miles an hour against the globalists. This one's going about 80 miles an hour. We need to be going about 200 miles an hour like a monster truck with fire shooting out the back. But it's different, and the left better pay attention that it's exponential. This is not Kansas anymore. This ain't the same shooting match. No more. Like I've explained to them and told them to surrender. Surrender. We got a new video McBreen just did. Surrender. We'll play it in a little while. But it is time for them to surrender. We also have a shorter version of Dew's video he put out, 70 minutes long. I said, can I have a shorter one? This is great, but, you know, for the show, of Democrats admitting they're behind the shutdown, which we all know procedurally, but people need to see them bragging. You tell some leftists, hey, you got to have 60 votes for a spending bill. Yeah, right, sure. They don't understand. They can't read the Constitution. They literally do not understand this stuff. They don't want to understand it. They just want to blame Republicans. Because Democrats promised them unlimited goodies. But like Ronald Reagan said, the problem with socialism and communism is what happens when you run out of somebody else's stuff? And you watch all these EBT people, you better work your ass off and get me my stuff. So here's chief aide to Biden admitting the quiet part out loud.
That's my view.
Just to be clear, would the amount of pay you received for your role in the campaign, would that have changed depending on how far into the race President Biden made it?
My sense is that in my view, the money was it was a guarantee for the campaign that we'd had a negotiation, and that's my memory of the agreement.
Would you have received a bonus
depending on the way the campaign went? Was that a possibility?
How the campaign went.
Were there any circumstances in which you would have received a bonus?
Yes, there was.
What were those circumstances?
That Joe Biden would have been re-elected president, I said.
What was the bonus of Ben?
I believe it would have been $4 million.
In addition to the $4 million that you were already paid?
Yes.
So they've released hours and hours of this stuff, and this guy's come in and blown the whistle. So listen to this video. National Air Traffic Controllers Association President Nick Daniels, the message is simple. Their pay's been cut off today. In the shutdown today, there is no excuse that these hardworking men and women are showing up doing this job to not ever know when they're going to get paid again. But the Democrats are promising to keep a shutdown basically forever to bring down the country. Meanwhile, Tim Walz goes, Trump is using money from the shutdown to build a ballroom. You can just type in, where does Trump get money from the ballroom? From 30 donors. It has nothing to do with this. But again, it's the lying. You should be so insulted by this. Here's a clip.
Day in and day out, that's now the life of an air traffic controller. The people tasked with making the impossible possible are having it made impossible by not paying them again. So the message is simple. In the shutdown today, there is no excuse that these hardworking men and women are showing up to do this job and to not ever know when they're going to get paid again. So we need America's help. We need you to stand up, and we need you to say enough is enough in this shutdown and ensure that we can move this forward, because we do not want to be up here telling you the sad stories. We want to be up here telling you how we're moving this system forward, how we're bringing in more air traffic controllers than ever, how we're modernizing this system to, you know, serve the American people. So, again, cannot stress enough, if you want to take action, contact your congressional representative and tell them in the shutdown today.
The head of the Transportation Department 2 days ago, we played the clip, said, we're just going to cancel flights and just shut the airports down. Because you can say, oh, well, it's still going to work for free. They don't have gas money. Already for weeks, there's no IT. They were already laid off. Stuff's breaking. And so this is emblematic of everything else we're dealing with. For the 13th time, Schumer and his power-hungry cronies refused to reopen. This is today, the government. Air traffic controllers missed paycheck as U.S. military set to go unpaid. That just happened a little while ago. 13 times in 28 days. That's a temper tantrum. And imagine if they keep the airports open and then two jets collide. That's on Chucky Schumer. That's on Hakeem Jeffries. That's on the Democratic Party. That's why smarter people like Fetterman are running away from them. This is recklessness. Let's go back to your phone calls. Jim in Rhode Island on food stamps going out. What do you think is going to happen?
Alex, can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead, brother.
I just want to thank you. I've been listening to you for a long time. The only thing I take is your iodine. I think it's excellent.
Thank
you. I'm kind of old, but the stuff works great. And I don't want to talk about what it does. You already know.
Well, beautiful. What's your view on the food stamps running out?
I don't care. I'm on food stamps. They're not going to go away for people like me who deserve them, that are Americans and that are not healthy enough to work.
So what are you predicting is going to happen?
I think the people who need to go out and get a job are going to have to go out and get a job and stop spending their food stamps on drugs and whatever else they're doing with it. By the way, I'm in Rhode Island, deep in the swamp.
What do you think about Trump having a national address and calling people to deliver, the citizens to step up like the Amish did, helping people in the Carolinas and delivering food so that it just shows the power of the people. I think that's the answer.
We throw away a tremendous amount of food. We could never run out if we gave everybody food for free.
Yeah, that's why John Kerry called for cutting half our food production, because he wants to make us desperate. Anything else, Jim?
No, I just want to thank you again. You taught me so much. I'm 10 years older than you.
Well, Jim, thank you. All right, John in Florida, EBT and food stamps. What do you think's about to happen?
Oh, Alex, I agree with you 100%. We need to get the word out. It's a food emergency. But, Alex, we have to consider the Democrats have their counterintelligence. They're listening to you also, as well as, you know, all the Republicans listen to your show. I've been a listener for 27 years. I live in a place that you're familiar with in Florida. There's Amish down here where I live. They're self-sufficient. But, Alex, not only the 47 million people that rely on EBT, but what about these government workers that are out of work, that have no money, that are driving?
Oh, I got footage. In fact, we'll play it. Of the government workers are having to go to the food banks in D.C., and the food ran out.
Alex, can I make one point that I think is so important? I think the Democrats at this point, I should refer to them as the Satanists, because these people are satanic. But these people, they know. They may be one step ahead of us. Churches here in Sarasota, Florida, the lines, Alex, I see Lexuses, I see Range Rovers. Yeah, older people that retired 20 years ago, that their Social Security checks went up, 2-3%, some years, no percent. They're in line. Once the churches run out of food, what's going to happen? Well, the Satanists would love to see a riot at the church and the church burn down.
That's what I'm saying concern. Is we've got to, this is the Democrat play, we got to get people weaned off all this as soon as possible, other than the disabled. And so that's why we got to get food into the churches, into the food banks right now. So if you're in Sarasota, beautiful area, if I was going to move to Florida, that's where it would be, by Siesta Key, all that, wonderful Amish folks there. Yeah, so you're seeing, in fact, let's get Rodney Howard Brown on. He's got the big church there in Tampa, what he's seeing. Great point. So what are you predicting for Saturday when the EBT gets cut off?
What am I predicting?
Yes.
Alex, I'm predicting mayhem. November 2nd, 3rd. And you know what? This is this plan. It's working to the Satanists, the globalists. It's working to their advantage, as you know, because it's the holidays. November will be Thanksgiving. December, I talked to Vern Buchanan. He's our congressman. His grandson was playing flag football against my grandson. He came out to the game. They're not working in Washington. Went up to him, introduced myself. I talked to him. He's got a lovely wife. He had his son out there. He doesn't expect the government to reopen until after the first of the year.
Oh, yeah, no. The Democrats have said they're not doing it. I mean, again, I had a lady in 7-Eleven. I'm going to work out yesterday at 7:30 in the morning, so it's like 7:10. I'm out of gas. I go, oh, God, I got to pull over. I forgot to get gas. So I pull over, pump gas. I walk in. There's like three people in there. There's an Indian guy behind the counter. And this, like, 60-year-old woman walks up. She goes, Alex, I've listened to you for years. But tell me the truth. Is Trump behind the shutdown? And I said, no, the Senate needs 60 votes for a spending bill. The Democrats, she goes, well, I don't know if that's right. And I said, well, then why did you ask me? And, you know, my point was is that if a 60-something-year-old white lady doesn't believe me, I don't know. You know, it's like, how are we going to blame a bunch of poor black folks? They don't know. I mean, I saw, like, ABC News. When they've had Trump administration officials on, they're like, why are you shutting it off? I mean, they know that's a lie. So, again, the corporate media, the Democrats are lying. What do we do about it?
What can we do about it? We stay the course. You know, you've basically given us the handbook, the playbook on how to deal with these things. Get the word out. You know, flood the food banks. I agree. Trump's got to come out on national television. All these ideas.
Yeah, it's not just the right thing to do. It's a giant PR win. Oh, my God. I'm so glad that caller called. Trump's got to do a national address tonight, tomorrow, and say, listen, we're going to get the money. We're going to fix it, the Democrats. But a good American, just like the Amish, stepping up the Carolinas, building the houses, more than all the FEMA combined, did more. Just flood it with food. And then you got to tell everybody, because the media is not going to tell people in these communities with no food where it's at. So we have to get them the food. We got to tell them there's the food. Thanks for the call. I I know when I get a call like that caller last hour, on the hair on the back of my neck stands up, like, this is the answer. We've got to do it. And you can't wait for somebody else to do it, folks. You go shoot a video. You one bag of rice, deliver it, and say, now everybody else, you do your part. So that when all this gets cut off, their big, long, cloud-pivoting plan to do this, yeah, it's wrong. It's bad, everybody dependent. We're not endorsing that. But a lot of right-wingers are like, well, let the EBT not come in. We'll have a civil war. We're winning politically and fixing it. We don't want a civil war. I watch videos every day of ICE being chased in the streets and attacked and shot at and rocks thrown and their cars rammed. I mean, this is like these people are out of control, but that's a tiny minority of people. And there's bounties on their heads. They want to go to full crazy town, folks. Full crazy town. And yeah, Trump must address the nation on this. This is absolutely a no-brainer. It's true, it's the right thing to do, and it's politically sexy. It's so good. The Democrats are going to call for burning the country down while convoys of Trump supporters deliver food into the inner cities. Oh, my God, that is devastatingly good. And you heard the caller. God told me to call in. I never call in. And he got through and he said that. And God has literally given us the answer to destroy the globalist plan for this. I mean, imagine if we get a tiny fraction of Trump supporters, just a few million to go deliver food. They'll be huge. The warehouses won't even have enough food. I mean, the warehouses won't even have enough room to hold all the food. And then we're like, okay, you shut it down. We brought the food. And pew, their whole plan is shut down right there. If we don't do this, we're the biggest dumbasses ever. I've got legal meetings and stuff about the future of InfoWars until like 6 o'clock tonight. But I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to shoot video of me buying food. I'm going to load the cart up. I'm going to find a food bank, and I'm going to deliver it. Because it's not just about me delivering the food, it's about telling other people to do it. Got to do it now. And when you do it, send me a message on X at Real Alex Jones. Post it. We'll post your thing. Because you're going to trigger, what do I talk about? What do I talk about? The thing the enemy fears. The chain reaction. The chain reaction. The chain reaction. The chain reaction. We want to get everybody else doing it and flood through the private sector. Get all these corporate leaders, everybody. Great. 130 million given, you know, to pay the troops one paycheck. Great. But the troops aren't going to riot when they don't get a paycheck. They deserve their money. But these dumbed down welfare people will. We've got to do this. This checkmates the Democrats. Sam in Tennessee, thanks for calling. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, sir. I try to accomplish something good with each call. For example, I called a few months ago with a list of things, and one was that you should try to get your app back on Apple. I hope you remember that as I delivered.
I do remember, and Big Leaders are doing it. Went to number one on news. Go to alexjonesapp.com. You get the free Droid app as well.
Yes, sir. I've got it already, of course. Airports, I think, are supposed to be private corporations. Now, I know some of them are incorporated as their own municipalities. You can tweak what I'm about to say on a case-by-case basis, depending on how the airport is incorporated. But I think another thing Trump needs to do is return all airport staff back to the airports, whether it's local corporations or local municipalities, the controllers, the security, IT, mechanics, et cetera. Defederalize it. Stop following this so-called Patriot Act. I think that's the solution here, is return to the Constitution. Abolish this communism, which is the sixth plank of communism. It's government control of transportation. And just defederalize transportation. Just return it back to the state or the cities or the corporations or whatever. Also, that call gave me an idea, too, an idea for Turning Point, is have some of the students get food for some of the other students if there's people on campuses that are in need. That'll undo some of the slandering that they're trying to put on Turning Point. And also, too, while I was sitting here on hold, I started sending messages to people. I want to do something with that food idea here locally. That was awesome. I went to North Carolina 9 times, and the government not helping was the best thing that could have happened. The churches stepped up big time, and you could see it. Everybody there could see it. They operated as staging points and provided a list of locals in need, and gave food to workers so that they could keep on working, et cetera. So I think that this could be just as much of a blessing in disguise. I love that idea. It's the best thing I've heard in months.
Well, that's beautiful, brother. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Blue Tongue in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Go ahead on EBT.
Hey, Alex. I'm Rick Jones. I've been with you for over 20 years. And before I get into the Schumer shutdown zombie horde, I just picked up a box from Bigley off the porch. Thank you very much. And but I wanted to say, please hug your parents. Don't give your dad a bear hug like you gave me in Chantilly, Virginia, because he just went through surgery. But thank them because of them and your elders, you brought my family closer to God. No kidding. And so I've been writing articles for you, and luckily you approved them through Rob Dew. And I've known John Harmon since the days of GCN. Anyway, what I wanted to mention was, and I'll send, if I can get the backdoor phone number, 512, I'll send more articles. Anyway, I was allowed to do a VIP probably 18 years ago. I sent $2,000 money order to First Michelle, and in the business office, and then she would just deduct all my purchases from that. And that was pretty cool to be able to do that, because I got a lot of T-shirts and a lot of bumper stickers and a lot of filters and iodine from after Fukushima and yada, yada. Here's my new methylene blue, which I love. And so does Sweetie, my fiance. And you have changed the lives of probably hundreds, thousands of people, millions probably.
Well, you've done it promoting what we're doing, brother. We're a family. We're one operation together. You get the credit. God bless you. Now, we got a short little clip we just put out that's powerful. We're about to premiere about the globalists should surrender. Then we have a short compilation. Do put out like a 17-minute one of the Democrats admitting they're behind the shutdown and using this for pain and control. That's coming up. And Jesse Beltran for part 3 of the interview with the covert microchipping of the population. That's all coming up straight ahead, and your phone calls as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Methylene Red is the ultimate complement to Methylene Blue. It's like Batman and Robin, right? This is Robin. Okay, I just took this, and I only took three droppers full. And I feel like calm energy, if that makes sense. I feel like if I want to go think about something or go deep into something, I can do that right now. It's like a sour warhead, and it's like, oh my God. And then I'm like, oh wow, okay, I actually feel it. Same way you feel methylene blue, you feel this. So
look at this, look at it.
Here's your normal methylene blue, right? Look at methylene red. Dude, that's a freaking tank. If you're taking this, you really need this. It's like, you know how Big Pharma always tells you, hey, if you get, you know, this SSRI, you're going to need this to go with it. Well, this is the natural, more natural way to do it. You got methylene blue and you got methylene red. These complement each other and you need both of them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and get yours. And I think right now it's 50% off if you subscribe.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
There is a white supremacy problem. And it's weird, old, elitist white people that are literally manipulating everybody, killing each other so they can stay in power. And it pisses me off when I sit there pissed off watching this, watching these wild-eyed, crazy people that want to kill me because what color I am. I know who brainwashed them. I know who wound them up. I know who sent them. I don't blame the dumbasses. No, I blame Carbo and John Podesta and the Clintons and Obama and the rest of them. That's who I blame. I know they got whistleblowers out the door at the DOJ. The problem is they don't have prosecutors with testicles to do the job. Can you feel the future? Can you feel the danger? Can you feel the destruction? I certainly do. But I don't think you dumbasses that serve evil do. See, you're in a new ball game. It's a new era. And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? The blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. And I don't want that. And there's a good chance we can avoid a lot of that. But not according to the left. They are just whole hog, let's get it on. And so, you know my view. I think it's your view. Not out starting fights. Not trying to get in trouble. But if people are looking for trouble, they came to the right place. If you want a war, you got one. If you have some need to be stomped into the ground, well, you came to the right place with the American people. Because America was asleep, and you thought we were intimidated while you pissed in our faces and did all this to us. No, people were asleep. The spell is lifted. It's over. You need to learn to look at a weather vane and see which way the wind blows. It's blowing against you, and this wind, this headwind, is unstoppable. The only question is, are you smart enough to understand that? Surrender is your only option. Surrender now. Give up now. Stop now.
Each day, our case to fix healthcare and end the shutdown gets better and better. Stronger and stronger.
I know Democrats are ready to go. I know they're ready to come back and do this. They're ready to come back and protect things that had passed the legislature. They are not willing to come back and let an authoritarian president do whatever he wants.
That's why shutting the government is really what the Democratic Party wants to do. And I follow country, then party. And it's the wrong thing for the country in a period of chaos. I refuse to vote to shut our government down.
And the only reason the Senate can't do it is purely because of Democrats. And you had one of your colleagues in the Senate say this is the only leverage we have. People are going to get hurt. This is the only leverage we have to get what we want on health care. It's a bad look.
I mean, shutdowns are terrible. And of course, there will be, you know, families that are going to suffer. We take that responsibility very seriously. But it is one of the few leverage times we have.
If Republicans shut down the government next time Democrats are in charge, to extract whatever it
like
is
the
that
last
they happen
times.
To want. Is that, are you saying that's okay? Are you saying that's okay if they do that?
I mean, the Republicans have done this quite a while, yes.
Yeah, Republicans have done this a lot. I mean, what did you say about it when they did it?
I don't know, and I don't care.
I mean, this is a very dramatic call from that union of federal employees representing hundreds of thousands with a statement today saying, among other things, that it's time for our leaders to start focusing on how to solve problems for the American people rather than on who is going to get the blame for a shutdown that Americans dislike. Because when the folks who serve this country are standing in line for food banks after missing a second paycheck because of this shutdown, they are looking for, they aren't looking for partisan spin. They're looking for wages that they earned.
I mean, shutdowns are terrible. And of course, there will be, you know, families that are going to suffer. We take that responsibility very seriously. But it is one of the few leverage times we have.
They have had months to negotiate. And you reopen the government, and we lose our leverage. And they say, well, you know, we want this, we want that. No, there has to be an agreement right now. That's what this whole shutdown is about.
But here's the very simple and important fact that no one should forget. We have no ability. Republicans do not have the ability to do this on our own. It's a simple math problem. We need Democrats to help. You need 60 votes in the Senate. We only have 53 Republicans. The Democrats are the ones voting repeatedly to shut down the government.
Are you surprised that vote after vote, it's just been three Democrats time and again who voted for this bill? Does that surprise you?
Yeah, it's Groundhog Day, you know, and I'm just saying, and it's not entertaining. That's a great movie, but this is
Republicans say this is an admission that Democrats are using the American people as political leverage during this shutdown. You want to respond?
Donald Trump is the president. Republicans control the House and the Senate. They've made the decision to shut down the government.
And so point number one, Democrat votes are required to open the government. Point number two, they refuse to do it. They have now voted 12 times to keep the government closed. And they'll have another chance today or tomorrow, maybe multiple times this week, and that we'll see what they do.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Two powerful video reports will be posted to X of the Democrats admitting all the crimes they're committing. And we're now on Droid, also shooting up to number one. And we have double the downloads of the Android app so far. Go to AlexJonesApp.com, one word, AlexJonesApp.com, and you can find the Droid and the iPhone app link for free. And be sure to share that to everybody you know and tell them to download it as well. And tell them they share it too to share it. That creates the chain reaction. So that last clip was from yesterday. 12 times they voted against it. 13 times today. Air traffic control cut off. SNAP, EBT, welfare, all of it cut off Saturday. This is their plan. Totally insane. Jesse Beltran, leading expert on these nanotech implantable chips, working with top scientists. Incredible interview yesterday. You're going to be hosting the fourth hour here. Got a few clips you're going to play right now. Mind Nexus Live. MindNexusLive.com. In general, though, about the state of the country and the world, what do you make of the shutdown? What do you see happening? What do you see about to unfold?
Well, this is a power grab, or attempted power grab, and it's going to fail. They're
the Democrats obviously are trying to make President Trump look bad in the eyes of all Americans. And what is happening, and I have people reaching out to me who are truly suffering when they turned off the cards. They are literally hurting children out there. They're accusing the Republicans of doing this, but obviously it is just a maneuver that's going to fail.
Well, that's right. A whole bunch of benefits have already been turned off. TSA hasn't gotten paid in a month. Air traffic controllers start now, but all these other agencies, all these other disabilities have already been cut off. And now the big one, 40-plus million people cut off Saturday. This is going to be really bad news. I think President Trump must address the nation and point out the truth, because you got to have 60 votes in the Senate for a spending bill. But there's Hakeem Jeffries saying, no, no, the Republicans did this. It's on record. They did it.
Yeah. No, but it isn't. And it's sad, because how many people out there truly know what it's like to go without resources, going to standing in line in a food bank, having to not be able to afford to keep their power on, their heat, having to heat their home with just by their stoves and wash.
And in Europe, they're cutting off the last coal power plants. They blew up the Nord Stream from Russia. It's the same thing. They want us in the dark.
Yes, they do. Absolutely.
What's that part of?
Well, it's, you know, they're trying to institute a revolution. You know, they're trying to institute anarchy. And that's what they've done over the years. Never in years have I ever imagined growing up in this country seeing what we are seeing today.
All right, I want to give us, because you got so many clips, so much exclusive stuff. I was watching you on Harrison. It was great what you did with me. It was even more powerful, the clips you were playing on the show when you were in the EU, this advanced laboratory system where you can even prove that there's transmitting microchips and planet people even more. I want to get to that, and then a prelude to what you're going to be covering when you host the fourth hour today. But let me just briefly tell everybody. They have the receiver here today from the state to shut us down. He hasn't decided whether it's this week or a month from now or whatever. They're going to probably have another auction. Will they let the good guys come buy it? They blocked it in federal court. I don't know. But I know this. I don't own the AlexJonesShow.com. It's funding InfoWars. It's keeping us on air. And it's funding the Alex Jones Network backup systems right now. So when you go get the widest selection of Patriot apparel, buy a ball cap, buy a t-shirt, buy a hoodie, get the incredible supplements, the ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, all of it, the Shilajit, it keeps us on air. We have the very best. And now we have the new ultramethylene red designed with top developers. We checked with ChatGPT, came up with the same formula. It's crazy. This supercharges methylene blue. It does this incredible thing to your mitochondria, your whole body. This, notice the bottle's twice the size of the other. This is incredible. You can lock it in for 50% off right now. Introductory offer is going to sell it very quickly. The first run of Ultra Methylene Red, the AlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for being the reason we'll always be on the air, no matter what the globalists do. All right, Jesse, let's get into areas you want to hit, the clip I wanted you to play here on my show, and then give us a prelude to what's coming up next hour when you host.
Yeah, so what you're about to see is when I was invited over by a government agency to test some of their employees that were in the embassy there, who they believe may be experiencing the Havana syndrome or anomalous health incident.
You're investigating the Havana syndrome.
Correct, yeah. And then he asked me to also bring over American citizens and any others who I felt that were definitely victims of this. And they allowed us to use a research facility. I had to sign an NDA and utilize what is called an anechoic chamber. And an anechoic chamber is basically an environment that blocks out huge frequency spectrum.
So this is like a super Faraday cage.
Exactly, on steroids. It blocks out huge frequency spectrums, and it was the ideal environment. And it was when we can finally prove our hypothesis that for whatever reason, the victims who were having the Havana syndrome phenomenon, that an emission was coming from their person for some reason. Yeah. And ultimately.
And the more they've been in the military or special operations, it just gets worse.
Correct. And yeah, we have a couple of cases where we're aware of now. And one of them that I'm close to, where a special ops soldier, a frequency that we detected is the leasing rights are owned by NATO. And when you look at.
You're able to get the code.
Actually get the frequency.
You're getting ready to publish this.
We're on the fence on that because we don't want to put anyone at risk when we start publishing frequencies that can be utilized, because these victims are being tortured, that can be utilized to harm them. And so that's the safeguards that we have to consider before we start.
And we have all the Bill Gates patents about liquid nanotech, self-replicating. I mean, this is a huge move.
Yes. And, you know, now as those who have been watching, you know, we've said you're lucky if we can find something of a size that can be surgically removed. Now we're dealing with this nanotech phenomenon. And
yeah, in the past, a decade ago, you would find chips, famous surgeons would remove them. That was the old tech.
Yeah.
Now you're finding that it's there, but it goes to the nerve centers, right?
High density nerve endings around the human body. That's exactly where these self-assemble and they assimilate there. They will gather there. And we strongly feel, and we now know that that's why we're only detecting frequency emissions and semiconductor positive test results in these areas. And they're very specific, very focal. It's not random. It's the same across the board.
So here's a clip of you in a restricted facility, super Faraday cage. Describe what's happening here again.
Yeah. What we're doing is we're going to bring in control subjects from the embassy. And what you're about to see is this gal was from the embassy there in Europe. And we are utilizing a general frequency detector in order to see if there are any positive emissions.
And things are so bad at the CIA bases around the world and the EU that they're hearing voices, they're getting sick. Everybody, this is so bad, they're calling you there to do this.
Correct, yeah.
And bringing you into a government facility to test.
Yeah, this was actually a research facility. Like I said, we had to sign an NDA. But what you're seeing there now, here's where we were really excited. In fact, the tester just, he blurts out, holy crap, because it was the first time that our frequency counter read zero. So we knew we were in the perfect environment if we were going to prove that there was a frequency emission coming from the people that we...
Because it's one thing to aim it at the spot and you hear it. It's clear it's coming from the body. But here, there's no frequencies. You're totally clean. You got a person that doesn't have any implants. Then you bring in the folks and boom, it's Christmas tree.
Correct. And as you continue on the video, you'll see this is another control. This was a government official who was not symptomatic. And once again, you'll see that red flashing light. It's trying to scan for frequencies, and it picks up zero. And in this next portion here momentarily that comes up, we're going to bring both the control person, the gal that we had in the first section, and we're going to bring in a symptomatic person. And you're going to see the results. And this is when we were able to come to a conclusion.
And these are in special cages where nothing else can get in.
Correct.
All right, so let's go ahead and roll this report. Here it is. Phase 3 testing. Non-symptomatic and symptomatic test persons. Here it is.
Looks like they didn't play it all the way through.
You want to start it over?
No. It looks like it got... Start it over.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, this is the non-symptomatic. We're going to start at the beginning here. It's good.
All right.
You can narrate for radio listeners if you want.
And again, that's a JAM 20 Pro general frequency detector. And that is a wand. And that wand is accurate to, according by the manufacturer, one part per million. So we know it's highly accurate. And this is a general frequency counter. Which scans frequencies from 1 megahertz up to 3 gigahertz, and that's well and within the spectrums of the frequencies that we have been detecting out in the field on individuals. And this is once again, it's the second control person. This was a government official who really orchestrated this whole event, and so we were very appreciative of him. And he agreed to participate. And again, we came up with zero.
Which is one.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
And again, we're focusing on the TMJs because the left and right TMJ tend to be areas where most of the individuals come up positive, and most of those individuals have auditory symptoms. So here's where we brought in the control person, and the the gentleman on the left there on the screen, is someone we had a preliminary RF scan done in the field where we were detecting frequency, so we wanted to see what would happen if we had him in a controlled environment. And again, see the red light is flashing, and lo and behold, we are detecting frequencies.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
And what type of frequencies?
These are frequencies in the megahertz range, and that was in the low megahertz range. And now we're going to put her in the same exact location, because we know that we tested her before as a control. And our expectation, again, there's the flashing red light scanning for frequencies.
Zero.
Okay. Zero. And this was a phenomenal moment for us, because it was at this point that we conclude, for whatever reason, a frequency was emitting from the human body, and frequency emissions around from the human body are not normal. So,
and now you're finding people in graves that are giving back Apple IDs.
They're finding MAC addresses. And there was a study done in the UK, and for whatever reason, they are going back to a one-bit transmission that is always going back to an Apple device.
Now, we have this article, the New York Times, attacking Trump today. Radiation fears bring MAHA and MAGA movements into conflict. Trump wants more nuclear reactors. The left goes, oh, but the cell phone's much lower radiation, but Trump doesn't care about reactors. You can argue about that, control reactors. Those are localized. Obviously, radiation those is higher, but this is localized and very intense. So they're trying to spin and conflate the two about this.
Yeah, well, the bigger issue should be is the concern should be about the integration of this nanomaterial, the wide body area network that has been just inflicted on every human being in the United States. And that is integrating not only with the 5G, it's also integrated with the 6G that they're predicting to release here pretty soon. And typically, we would find in the 2010, 2015, we would find maybe eight locations, 10 on the high side, that would come up positive around the human body, very specific areas. But after that jab event, now we're finding 12 to 13 locations. And these were most symptomatic people come to us for testing. But we do a retreat every year, and a very influential people, scientists, physicists, NASA people that had taught at NASA had come to our retreats, and they wanted to be scanned. And what we are finding is, unfortunately, they are also coming up positive for semiconductor testing.
I'm not going to say any names, but I had the former head of the NSA technical, the guy that actually ran it, tell me that they injected him with nanobots. This is like 10 years ago.
Yeah. This stuff has been around for a long time. This nano.
Now, this guy's like the greatest code breaker like in history. And he was saying, I mean, back then I wasn't denying him, but you know.
Yeah. So
then he said he got poisoned in their lunchroom. They cut his legs off. That's true.
Wow. Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. Well,
he's talked about it on other shows, William Benny. The point is that he told me about it, you know, off record, but then he said to talk about it later. But I mean, it's like, this is going on.
Yeah. I am familiar with William Benny, and unfortunately, I know in his case, he's also a target, which we see a lot of those type of individuals who come to us who are symptomatic.
It's key government officials.
Yes, yes, most definitely. And what we learned at that retreat by scanning normies was what we would call people who are you wouldn't expect to be wanting to be scanned or having symptoms, is what our hypothesis is now, is that you have a subset of individuals who are turned on. That means the switch is flipped to on. They were receiving these signals, and it's activating what's in them. And then we have a group of individuals who are not. In the research that we're doing, we are finding that they are predicting when this 6G is implemented, the system will go on 100% live.
And they tell you all the movies like The Kingsman, where they do all this, then have us all kill each other. They're just telling you everywhere what they're doing.
Yeah, this is complete control. This is complete slavery. This is completely done non-consensually, although it is very legal, and most people don't believe me when I say this, but in 2016, President Obama, under the Cures Act, snuck in Section 3024, and in Section 3024, it allows for non-consensual experimentation on American citizens.
Well, yeah, everybody thinks of a foreign invasion or something, or an alien invasion, as flying saucers or, you know, tanks. No, it's the body. It's where they're doing it. And then all the patents by Gates about all this, I mean, it's just they're obsessed with it.
Yeah, well, if you can rule...
I just played yesterday with you, what, like ABC News, CBS News 60 Minutes, like, oh, we put nanotech in you to track you, the military.
Yeah, and we played that video of the system, and it can actually type in a name. And if you're in a certain jurisdiction, it'll be able to find you. The only way they use it, they're able to do this, is with this nanotechnology that's inside your body now, currently.
Well, folks, it's up to you to get this information out and to share this live feed at Real Hawk Jones on X and Rumble and everywhere else. And once this is archived, they share it because people are ready for this. This is going on. This is the covert attack on humanity. And it's just absolutely insane to be at this point in civilization. So what are you going to cover, Jesse, when you take over the next hour and host?
Yeah, so what we're going to cover is the hearing done by the Department of Homeland Security where Colonel Egren comes and he's a witness, an expert witness, and he tells Congress that indeed this phenomenon is happening on our homeland. And he talks about who was being afflicted and what the intention is of this program, what it's made to do to a person. But unfortunately, it only addresses the federal employees. And what we're going to do is we're going to also demonstrate to the info warriors out there is that the proof is there. We have all the experts bragging about being able to do these types of technologies on us. And
This is critical information. You take over in 2 minutes. It's a short 5-minute segment, 1-minute break, 20-something-minute segment, then another segment. So you're going to take control. Jesse, great job. Don't forget, tomorrow I'll be back, 11 a.m. Central. Nick Fuentes is on at noon for 2 hours after his Hugh Tucker Carlson interview last night that a very evil person engineered. So it's all coming up. Jesse Beltran, hour number 4, then the War Room, Harrison Smith, straight ahead, the Nick Fuentes tomorrow.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
This is actually an executive order designating the cartels and other organizations to be foreign terrorist organizations.
And that's a big one.
Yes, sir.
People have wanted to do this for years. So they are now designated as terrorist organizations, foreign. And Mexico probably doesn't want that. But we have to do what's right.
Their influence reaches right up into DHS, all the way to Congress. There are so many people on the payroll, I'm told, after my visit down to the border. It's frightening.
American officials on the payroll of Mexican drug cartels.
Yeah. This is what they hope the public never figures out. This is the real evil that Trump has shut down. That's real. And that's a win. And we should take the good things Trump is able to do and celebrate those. And when he goes the wrong direction, put pressure on him, he's going to go back the right way. I'm not black-pilled. I'm not white-pilled. I'm victory-pilled. I'm reality-pilled. I'm engaged.
My organization, ODNI, our national counterterrorism team, we're playing an integral role in this in establishing for the first time a national intelligence fusion cell. Why this matters is because it allows us to take the intelligence that we're collecting, foreign intelligence. It allows us to work with our federal, state, and local law enforcement, those who have their boots on the ground on the front lines of this operation, to make sure that we're getting real-time intelligence and information going.
How do you know that your partners in Mexico are truly partners when we know that Claudia Sheinbaum, for example, is an ally of Nicolas Maduro? It's every action she's done in the last few months proves that.
It's a legitimate question, of course. This is something where we're looking at how we can vet as much as possible, both with the information that we have available, but also through the relationship building that is going on at the lowest level.
Much to the chagrin of a whole abhorrent industry of child trafficking that prospered from the open border policies of the Biden administration for 4 years, 2021, 22, 23, and 24, much to the chagrin of these people that made bank, man. We're coming after them. And this executive branch is building criminal files. So I hope they're watching, and I hope they're frightened, and I hope they're getting their affairs in order, hiring their liberal attorneys to defend them. Starting to shuffle their money around. We'll find it.
A cartel banner was discovered in Los Cabos, Baja California Sur, reportedly signed by La Chapiza, a fraction of the Sinaloa cartel linked to Los Chapos. The message, which was quickly removed by the authorities, contained direct threats aimed to U.S. officials and American citizens residing in the area. According to preliminary information, the banner specifically named FBI Director Cash Patel, the President of Mexico, Claudia Sheinbaum, and Mexico Security Chief Omar Garcia Harfuch. The text warned of a wave of violence against American tourists in retaliation for the seizure of several illicit shipments in recent days. The message further stated that every American citizen who resides in Cabo San Lucas and San Jose del Cabo, it is being targeted, declaring, "We are the ones who call the shots, and we are the ones in charge." Authorities removed the banner swiftly to prevent widespread panic among the local community and the large American population living in Los Cabos. If this it is confirmed, this will be the mark of the first publicly posted cartel threat against FBI Director Cash Patel on Mexican soil by the organized crime and the cartel.
The arrest of a Sinaloa cartel boss, El Plato, another dangerous Sinaloa cartel member responsible for tracking a huge amounts of cocaine. The arrest of a CJNG cartel-affiliated baby trafficker called La Diabla. Her whole money-making operation was centered around luring pregnant women, performing illegal C-sections, harvesting organs, and selling newborn babies.
And they'd be handing Hispanic babies to Eastern European men, African black men who couldn't even speak English. And it turned out, of course, upwards of 80% were not their families, weren't even their same culture. And yeah, this is CIA contractors smuggling kids. I mean, look at this little girl. My God.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Hello, welcome, InfoWarriors. My name is Jesse Beltran, the president of MindNexus, and what an honor it is to be on the InfoWars and hosting the show invited by Alex Jones. I'd like to introduce my team, my co-founders, Mr. Mike Grady. If you can tell the audience a little bit about yourself and how you came to be part of this team and what our mission is.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Jesse, and thanks, Alex Jones, and the whole InfoWars crew to have us back for the second day, because this information is 100% critical for everybody to know. So like and share the streams, get it out there so we can flood this website right now with traffic and this stream, because people need to know that people are being affected worldwide by covert technologies and that they did not consent to this. Now, it's a difference if you consent to something, it's fine. But if you didn't consent to it and you're being affected, that's a problem. I served in the United States Air Force between 2001 and 2007. I was deployed to Iraq and a bunch of different other countries in the Middle East during 2003 during Operations Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom. I went to Izmir, Turkey after that, and then I ended up at MacDill Air Force Base, where we supported Central Operations Command and Special Operations Command, got out in 07. And I've always been curious about what's going on in the world, always searching for the truth and the reality. And when I saw an episode of Conspiracy Theory by Jesse Ventura, this is a show that was on True TV back in the day, they had an episode called Brain Invaders, where they talked about the voice of God technology and people being targeted with these different technologies. And it seemed, far out and outlandish at the time. But the more I learned about it, the more I understood that this stuff is actually real. And then I started studying patents, started reading articles about it, watching more videos and documentaries about it. And a couple of years ago, we got around each other and we just started saying, hey, you know, we need to affect people in a way where we can help people that are affected by this. And as you know, Jesse's story, he's been studying and doing this for over 20 years. And he has the technical expertise that everybody needs to hear. And that's what we're going to cover today. We're going to cover the patents. We're going to cover congressional testimony. We're going to cover all the facts and scientific basis that everybody needs to understand that they cannot deny. So it's definitely a pleasure to be here, Jesse. And yeah. I hope that we can share with the world the truth of what's going on with Havana Syndrome and anomalous health incidents.
Great. Nice to have you here, Mike. Also, I have our other co-founder, Desiree Foley, who is also the VP of another organization. Now, for those of you who are watching who don't really know how many people are out there affected by this, her organization has thousands of individuals that they help and guide and coach on what they can do in order to figure out what is really going on and what they need to do that's best for them moving forward and getting evidence and getting help and resources out there. So if you can introduce yourself.
Thank you, Jess.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm Desiree Foley. I am a co-founder of MindNexus, and I'm also the vice president of a nonprofit called PAX International, which stands for People Against Covert Torture and Surveillance. And they serve all kinds of walks of life as far as the victims go, from the homeless to people with advanced degrees. I met Jesse about in 2019. I was actually at a protest in the capital of California, and I knew that he lived there, and I had said, hey, I'm here, you know, why don't we meet up? And then we became friends. And about a year ago, I introduced Jesse to Mike Grady, which is the other co-founder. And we just sat down and we talked about how could we fight this phenomenon. So thank you, everybody, for allowing me to be here.
Could you just explain to the audience, how many people does PAX represent?
Anywhere from 10 to 15,000 people is in the community right now.
Okay, so that's a huge group of individuals who are all experiencing the same phenomenon. And what is this phenomenon? For those who don't know, Havana Syndrome was experienced by diplomats in Havana, Cuba in 2016. Our diplomats were complaining about hearing unusual sounds, auditory sounds in their head, which they kind of liken to cicadas. And the United States government initially denied it and said that this was some type of hysteria phenomenon or psychosis that they were all experiencing. And they didn't take it seriously until the Canadian diplomats themselves were also experiencing this. And what I'd like to do is go in into a video where the Department of Homeland Security was addressing this. And a gentleman by the name of Colonel Greg Egrin was testifying as expert witness. He's retired. And if we can go ahead and play that clip now.
It is an honor to speak with you today and give voice to the unseen, the U.S. government, AHI survivors, and their families. My name is Greg Edgreen. I stood up and led the DIA's task force, which was in charge of taking care of our survivors and determining the cause. For background, I'm not an analyst. I'm a retired Army and intelligence officer. The following are my personal opinions and do not represent the opinions of the government. Given the classification of this topic, many of my comments will have to be made at a future closed-door session. As a country, we have been here before. Most people think this all started in Havana in 2016, the widely reported Havana Syndrome. This led to the U.S. withdrawing most of its staff and ending rapprochement between Havana and Washington. But before Havana Syndrome, there was the Moscow signal. Soviet intelligence bathed the U.S. embassy in Moscow with microwave transmissions. The health effects were similar to what we see today. There are many examples of syndromes and ailments from Americans injured in the line of duty that the government did not recognize for many years, which were eventually proven. Agent Orange used in Vietnam, the Gulf War syndrome, burn pits during the forever wars of Iraq and Afghanistan. In all of these examples, America took too long to acknowledge these injuries, and our service members languished without care. Havana Syndrome is no different. The gaslighting of AHI survivors continues to this day as history repeats itself. Throughout all this, I learned America's best men and women in national security are being targeted and neutralized in a global campaign. AHIs have been reported in the press in every continent except for Antarctica, with a large percentage of these attacks occurring in the homeland, in American, in this town. The impact has been that mission-critical government officials working abroad and at home are being removed from their post with TBIs. Don't take my word for it. Nikolai Patrushev, the secretary of Russia's Security Council, wrote in September 2023, and I quote, "In recent years, hundreds of employees of foreign intelligence services involved in organizing intelligence and subversive activities against our country have been neutralized," end quote. The American people are losing strategic warning and decision-making advantage in great power competition. America's eyes are being blinded, their voices muted, their ears deafened. This is emboldening our other strategic rivals, such as China, and could encourage North Korea and Iran to take similar actions with no repercussions. We collected a large body of data, ranging from signals intelligence to human intelligence to open source reporting and everything in between. Unfortunately, I can't get into specifics based on the classification, but I can tell you, at an early stage, I started to focus on Moscow, and consistently, there was a Russian nexus. Since 2010, the number of counterintelligence incidents began to rise, and so did Russian gray zone activities. These included assassinations, poisonings, sabotage attacks against NATO allies and others, many of which has been documented by Christo. After talking with the survivors who were hit in the U.S. and abroad, I quickly realized these were no longer isolated incidents. There were reports of CI incidents, which included harassment, room intrusions, houses being defiled, tossed, pets poisoned, assaults on our personnel, officers and diplomats being drugged, doxing, families harassed, then an attack via directed energy, a red line to many because of the debilitating nature of these weapons.
Guys, if your assessments here are correct, these are very covert weapons, aren't they? They don't leave behind bomb fragments, bullet holes, etc. They could absolutely be used by our adversaries and have very low levels of, very easy to deny that they were even there, that they were used. Is that correct?
That's correct. There's no entry or exit wound. How they're designed is to make the target feel like they're crazy, like they're imagining things, especially on the low duration, the low intensity, long duration hits.
Perfect. For all of those who were just listening, if you heard the ending there where Colonel Egrin was just testifying to, he said it's made to make a person look like they're crazy. Now, the United States government's stance is this phenomenon is only happening to federal employees. But I pose this question. What if mental illness has been synthetically induced into a member of your family, a close friend, a loved one, and they've been forced institutionalized or force medicated, and the United States government currently says that there is no evidence that there is a foreign adversary that is doing this. So if it's not a foreign adversary, then who is it? And that's the question that we pose. But we can tell you, although they say this has only been happening to federal employees since 2016, that myself and a gentleman of Dr. John Hall here in San Antonio, Texas, have been covering this topic and have been seeing U.S. citizens since 2010, and there are thousands and thousands of victims who have these exact same symptoms. Now, if the federal government doesn't want to support U.S. citizens, and they claim that this is basically a mental illness, then if you can pull up my screen, I want to show the audience the GOA report that talks about Havana syndrome. Americans affected by mysterious symptoms may struggle to get care. And that's what that hearing was about. Basically, they acknowledged that there was something going on. They put aside funding, but even the federal employees were having issues in getting care. And when we break this down, if you can continue on my screen, you can see the percentage of patients and what categories that they belong to. 35% were from the Department of Defense. 35% intelligence community. 12% were FBI units. 11% were the Department of the State. And the 6% is other. It would be interesting to find out what that other is. But as we go through this process and we learn, you can go and take my screen off, that what does this all mean? What is the whole meaning of this? Why are they doing this? And what we have been finding is that in our study, that in the early, prior to 2015, not only were we detecting some type of frequency emission coming from the human body, we also were able to get radiological evidence, which showed that there was some type of foreign body. And ultimately, surgical removal of these foreign bodies were done, and they were taken to a lab, and they were identified. And they were identified as biosensors. And we have a case called the Bonnie Kellerby case. And in the Bonnie Kellerby case, they had three implants surgically removed from her. Now, the symptoms that Bonnie was going through were exactly what you hear in the Havana syndrome victims, federal employees. Strange sound in their head, followed by head pain, short-term, long-term memory loss, vertigo, reverberations through the body, which they now describe and have defined as buffeting. And in certain studies, they have shown in MRI scans that they are having a mild concussion syndromes that are showing up, vestibular changes. And all of these things are the same exact symptoms that these victims are going through. What I'd like to do is go ahead and talk about a little bit about what we've discovered recently in our ventures out doing the scanning. And maybe, Mike, you can have some input on that.
Yeah, well, people that come to us, Jesse, these people aren't victims. These people are literally being tortured by these weapons daily. And when they come to us, they're looking for help. And we have scanned so many people that as soon as you start going over them with that JM20 Pro and it comes up positive, they literally break down in tears because they thought, just like what Colonel Edgren said in that video that everybody just watched, that they were crazy. They really thought that they were crazy, and it gives them some sort of validity to say, no, I'm not crazy, and I can start building evidence, start building my case, and understand why this is happening to me. Colonel Edgren said something interesting in that video, that he said people that are going through this have experienced TBI, and that stands for traumatic brain injury. So you got to understand how powerful these weapons actually are. Like, how powerful is it where something can create a traumatic brain injury? You are a firefighter, paramedic. So what sort of blow to the head that has to happen, or some sort of experience to cause a real traumatic brain injury? And it's actually, you know, because I'm a veteran, I'm looking at this from a warfare standpoint. Now you don't have to shoot somebody. Now you don't have to drop a bomb. You can actually covertly attack people without them knowing where it's coming from or even why it's happening to them. And then that would totally subvert them from doing anything else. So it's fascinating.
Yes. And people always say, well, how is this being done? So we know that these implants were being removed that were of a size that can be identified before 2015. But now, after the COVID shot, realistically, what, you know, I mentioned in the previous episode when Alex was here, is that we were finding locations of 12 to 13 on average, assimilating in very specific focal areas around the human body. That would be the right, left TMJ, the occipital open lobe, back of the head, the base of the neck, the apex, the right and left shoulders. And if you can bring my screen up, I want to share a patent with everyone so that you understand that this is not tinfoil hat conspiracy. This is conspiracy fact. If you look here, where'd that go?
And by the way, Jesse, I just want to preface this. All of these patents, everything we're going to cover, we have organized on our X channel. So if you go to our X channel at Mind Nexus Live, you will see we have all of this categorized, all of these patents, all of the articles, all of the research, all of the facts that you need to see and share with everybody else. So I just wanted to...
If you can please pull that patent up. So I wanted to show everyone, this is the United States patent application. And what you are seeing here is the Y band, the W band, where look at the nodes, where they're at located, the right, left side of the head, the occipital area, or the frontal lobe, the apex, basically that the ones in the middle of the torso, are right and left arm areas. But this is real. This is realistic. This is here, and it's being implemented now. What I want to also show is what is the game plan? And the game plan is ultimately to allow your body to be able to basically integrate with the internet and AI. And what does that mean? We know that through a report called the New World Vistas Report on page 89 is called Biological Processes. And in that report, it states that they will be using RF emissions, and this was done in 1994 in November, and they were utilizing this they were planning to utilize this technology in the future to affect biological processes and brain manipulation. They were also, it also states that they were able to read and write memory sets, erase memory sets, imprint memory sets into another human being from one to another. So what does this ultimately lead to? And basically what you have to ask yourself, if we continue to allow this to happen, what happens to the autonomy of the human species? And if we can play the clip for Dr. Tenpenny, and this will tell you exactly what is before your very hands. And this biomedical ID, this chip that they want to put into everyone. If you can pull up that clip now with Dr. Tenpenny, and she basically states what they snuck in at the UN and are imposing this in countries all over the world, and this is coming to America now.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to do a quick update about a document that got passed by the United Nations this weekend called the Pact of the Future document. It's two parts, one on science and technology and one about the youth and future generations. It is quite egregious, and it was done by a procedure called the silence procedure, which makes it a pact. And if no one objected, it is automatically adopted and put into the record as being completely adopted. This is the World Health Organization's runaround, since they were not able to get the World Health Organization treaty passed. They decided to take it to the General Assembly, and it is even more egregious than what the World Health Organization was wanting to get passed. Let me just read you something really quickly about what is inside of this pact that is now being accepted by 193 nations around the world and equally open-armed accepted by our current administration. Everyone, it says that this is the power structure fully digital and maximized for the control of the masses. Everyone will be expected to have a biometric digital ID that marks them not just as citizens of an individual country, but as a global citizen. So anytime you hear global citizen or anytime you hear sustainability, think that this is an egregious thing that's happening at the level of the World Health Organization and the United Nations. Anyone that has a dissonant opinion will be labeled as misinformation, disinformation, or malinformation, and memory hold. Perpetrators for unapproved information will be fact-checked and punished by the system, which will be operated and enforced by artificial intelligence. Punishments will include being locked out of one's bank account, being unable to make certain purchases, unable to get on an airplane, on a subway, drive on public roads. This is the future, according to the world's self-appointed overlords at the United Nations. These are unelected bureaucrats that are making decisions about our country, our sovereignty around the world. Nothing could be more important at this point in time than to get prepared, have water, food, digital access, flashlights, a way to communicate with family and friends. Now is really the time to get involved and get prepared, because this is what's coming. Our Congress is sitting on its hands. There was a press conference on the 17th about this, and no further action has been taken. So it's up to us to mobilize and to go forward, particularly with your local sheriffs, to get your constitutional sheriffs to say, this isn't going to be allowed in my county. Thank you very much. Take action. We've been talking about the onset of one world order, one world government, one world religion, one world money for a long time. Well, it's no longer coming. It's here.
Good night.
All right, so we're going to discuss that and more when we come back. Remember, operations like this don't exist without the funding behind it. So go to thealexjonesstore.com. Go to masterpiece.health/Alex. Get yourself some Masterpiece. We'll be back soon, and stay tuned. This is the InfoWar. You're a part of it. Let's go.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Back to the Mind Nexus Live Hour, along with the Alex Jones Show. Definitely a pleasure to be here on InfoWars, the number one independent news media outlet in the world. Share the links, follow us on Mind Nexus Live, mindnexuslive.com. Before we get back into it, I just want to talk about the products of the Alex Jones Store, because they are truly life-changing. They do help people, particularly the methylene blue. Desiree's father and Desiree's uncle have both been taking methylene blue now for about a month. And her father had bad type 2 diabetes. He was taking 4 insulin shots a day. Sugar's up around 300-400. A lot of brain fog, not a lot of energy. Her uncle, stage 4 liver cancer. He's been taking methylene blue along with ivermectin and some other vitamins he's been taking. And I just got to say, they are both doing great. And shout out to both of them. They're doing awesome. And they wanted me to personally thank Alex Jones for how great they're feeling every single day. So I just had to do that. But yeah, let's get into this video about Sherry Timpany, what we just saw, Jesse. How significant, that was a recent video that just came out. How significant is that to what we're doing, the work we're doing here at MindNexus?
Well, the significance is that we know that China is already doing the social credit score. Everything's basically controlled by AI there. And what Sherry is sharing with everyone is that this is the goal. This is complete implementation, and it was snuck in by a bunch of non-bureaucrats to basically instill a program on us without consent. And basically what's going to happen is that, as you heard her, if you dissent in any way or you use your free thought or your free will in any way, what lies before us is the potential that these AI systems will cut you off from your resources. You will no longer be able to access your bank account. You won't be able to purchase your food. And this is why she was encouraging everyone to, you know, stock up on your water, stock up on those types of resources that you would need if you were cut off from that. But what is this doing? This is social engineering on a global scale. And this is completely against what the American way has been. I grew up in this country thinking that you worked hard and you earned what you put in. And the American dream is basically being taken away. It's being stolen. And it's time to stand up. It's time to wake up. It's time to speak out. It's time to get out and make sure that you're protecting your genealogy to come. And that is ultimately what is before us. And if you can pull up my screen, just so people can understand, this is no joke. This nodal system is here and now. What you're looking at are implants that were removed from a gentleman by the name of Dave Larson. He was in Southern California, and he had over 10 of these implants, these biosensors, removed from his system. And unfortunately, he sued and he lost. And the reason he lost is because the judge said that he unwittingly signed up to be in an experiment, but he was not given full consent. And what these systems do is they were transmitting live biometrics. Notice how small they are in that top left corner. Some of these biosensors are the size, and this is old technology, bear in mind. This was in the late 90s. That's down to the size of a letter of a penny. Now we're talking about nanoscale, and nanoscale is down to 2,000 times the width of your hair. And why is this important? It's because it's been done to you, the Trojan horse, and it's legal. And what we're going to talk about next is show you the one case that we can talk about. This is the Bonnie Cullerby case, which we'll pull up on my screen. And she was one of my first clients, which we did a preliminary RF scan, and she came up positive. Then she went, had further testing, which was a nonlinear junction scan detection. This is what you saw when we scanned Alex and others of the crew, and they were coming up positive in the right or left TMJ, the base of the neck, the arms, the apex, the lower spine, all the areas that these nodal systems and the patents show. And it's out there. The universities are sharing this information. No one's hiding it. But the problem is most people think that this is tinfoil hat ideology. And it's not.
And Jesse, Bonnie Cullerby is an average American citizen?
Yeah. You know, John, her story is this. When we started our meetings in Sacramento, California, I got a call by Dr. John Hall, and he says, Jess, can you please talk to this woman's husband and John Cullerby? And they've now become family to me. And what John had conveyed to me, John Hall, Dr. Hall, is that Mr. Cullerby was going to leave his wife because he believed that she was crazy. If you remember at the end of that video, Colonel Egren says, by design of this system, it's made to make a person look like they're crazy. So we got a lot of whistleblowers that fall victim to this. We have a lot of cases in divorce cases where the women have were married to high-powered attorneys, and they have influence, and this system is implemented on them, and it's all to discredit them. Now, in Bonnie Kellerby's case, if we'll bring her back up, please, these are images of one of the biosensors that was removed from her. They have nanowires on them. But again, this is older technology. She was lucky enough that she can have this surgically removed. And all of this, after removal, these are photomicrographic images in the report. And I'll go to the conclusion here. And the conclusion says the advanced material composite of specimens illustrate various aspects of nanotechnology utilized in developing various sensory polymeric lattices, mesogens, and other building materials as associated with this technology. Now, how would you feel if you were about to leave the love of your life because you thought she was crazy? But it turns out this was synthetically induced, okay? And this is why we go out and we inform people. The best line of defense right now is information. The more that you're educated and you are aware that this really exists, then you become empowered. You are now in a position to take back your autonomy. But we need everyone out there to support us. Come to our website, sign our petition. We have a petition going on. It's www.stop3024.com. And we're trying to get as many signatures that we can possibly can. And because we have made some strides, our whole goal was to get out to you, the info warriors and the general population, to educate you, to understand that this phenomenon is real and it's happening now and it's happening on U.S. soil,
right,
to everyday American
these
citizens.
These people that we are scanning, that we see these, the vast majority, I would say 90%+ are alone in this.
Correct.
They don't have anybody that believes them. They say, nobody believes me. Once in a while, we get someone that brings their father or brings their mother or brings their aunt that believes them. And we're in awe of that because we rarely see that.
Yeah, and to have that kind of support is golden because the isolation is by design.
Right.
And for those of you who don't know, I am a master hypnotist. And I sought those certifications because what I saw was doctors, lawyers, judges, dentists, chiropractors losing million-dollar businesses. And I noticed that there was a peculiar trait that they had, and that was that they were very high suggestible, or fell high on the high suggestibility score is what I'm trying to say. And what I wanted to do was to help them get back to our normal suggestibility.
And that's easily influenced, you mean?
Yes. Yeah. So they're very, very influenced. Easily influenced. And think about this. If this technology can imprint memory sets, influence your emotions, there's a case down in the Elk Grove, California, the Dawn DeVore case. She was a nurse that worked for the Department of Corrections. She found out that the prisoners were being taken into the infirmary, giving advanced sedatives, and they were being implanted with these biosensors. In fact, the same exact biosensors that were taking out of Bonnie Kellerby. And when she blew the whistle, they tried to terminate her. They tried to discredit her. And she ended up being in an environment where she was implanted. She ultimately sued. She tried suing for $100 million. They ended up settling for around $5 million. The bottom line, though, is these exact biosensors were surgically removed out of the Dawn DeVore case. So this is why we're out there. We're showing you this is real. We're not making this stuff up.
Is that proof if somebody settles for an amount of money like that because they don't want it to go to court to get the information out there?
Yeah, and the organization, the corporation that did this to her, basically made her sign a gag order in order to obtain those funds. But we have other cases out there that are working their way up to the court system. And again, they're trying to shut them up by offering them these tens of millions of dollars. But we're hoping and we're praying that these individuals will fight through. And I don't blame them. Everyone has their own situation. They want to take care of their families. But in the end, they have to do what's right for them. And we're just hoping that they follow through because it will help everyone in the long run. And ultimately what we're trying to do, and this is why we need your support, is to get you to go to stop3024.org so that we can at least have enough influence out there to make change, or at least start to affect change. And when we affect change, then we can get our government here in the United States to acknowledge that the Havana Syndrome is not only happening to federal employees, it's also happening to everyday U.S. citizens. They say there are no civilian cases. Right now, in our client base, we have over 24 civilian cases that have been diagnosed with Havana Syndrome that our federal government refuses to acknowledge that exist. And what I want to do next is if we can pull up the video for the Bonnie Kellerbee. Recently, I was invited to do a presentation down in Southern California for the RFK group. They were a licensed group that was allowed to raise funds for Secretary RFK. And if we can play that now, that would be great, because I want to show you exactly the story, what I told you about Mr. Kellerbee. He's always said that Bonnie was the love of his life. But when you see the actual implants that have been removed on the images and you hear it from the person that this was done to, you really get to understand how impactful this is. And this can happen to any one of you out there watching this show right now. If you could please play that.
So real quickly, homoborgenesis is the new term for Homo sapien. With this technology that's in you, you also hear homoborg erectus. What happens when you're no longer considered human? What happens to human rights? They no longer apply to you. So this is why I'm pleading with each and every one of you to help us and support us with stop3024.com. Sign that petition. Get every one of your loved ones, everyone on your email list. Start sounding the alarms. This is a fight to save the human species, humanity. And ask yourself, what is most important to you? What you decide today will depend and affect the future of your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, and all of your loved ones, your friends. This will affect everyone in some form. And with that, I'll end it there, but I'd like to bring really the true heroes, Mr. Kellerbee and Mrs. Kellerbee, if you'll come. You don't have to come up here.
Okay.
Come over this way. Okay. This man and this woman here are now my family. And without John supporting Bonnie through this, remember, he thought she was crazy. But we were able to show proof on this journey that she wasn't. Okay?
Yeah, you did.
And think about their relationship. This can happen to any one of you. Okay? And how would you feel if you let the love of your life go because someone synthetically induced mental illness? Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to say anything?
Yeah.
You want to say anything?
Thank you. This started 22 years ago for us. She was implanted 22 years ago. So that was very difficult. No. And it was very difficult. The 7 years before we met Jesse, it was hell, basically, because I didn't trust what she was saying, didn't trust what she was acting. Take her to the hospital. They put her in 72-hour lockup. Because they say that, oh, it's schizophrenia. That's what they use against you. It's not fair. It's a horrible thing. And we're lucky we made it through it today. So anyway, we got three incidents. We went through everything. I take her to wherever it's necessary to get help. And we've got the some surgical removal. She's got two implants still that are very bad that aren't released yet. We're hoping that this new doctor will help us to get it out. And then maybe we can have our life come back. But our life has not been normal. You know, that we should be enjoying our retirement with. It's very difficult to do that when she's tortured 24/7 with voice and torment. It's a horrible thing. It's unbelievable, actually. So, anyway, sorry. Very emotional. Jesse, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you. We're good.
Just want to give a big thank you to Jesse for this wonderful presentation. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Pleasure.
May God protect you.
My pleasure.
So that you can protect humanity. We're going to start taking Q&A, so you guys just be patient with us. Denise and I.
That's a very powerful testimonial. John and Bonnie are absolutely class acts, and it's 100% unequivocal truth that this does exist. She's had implants extracted from her body that she did not consent to be put there. And they've made it through, but unfortunately, a lot of people haven't. It's not just the ringing in the ears, the buzzing in the head, maybe hearing things. People have been driven to suicide over this, many people. It's unfortunate. But we don't want to just talk about the negative things here because it sounds doom and gloom and like there's a black cloud over everything and there's just no solutions. But the fact is there are solutions and we're working towards them and we need everybody's help to bridge the gap between the problem and the solution. And Jesse, we meet our buddy Matt introduced us to a very interesting product that's been helping people that have been our clients to sort of minimize the symptoms that we've been discussing. Can you talk a little bit about that? It's a product called Masterpiece.
Yes. So we know we were dealing, you know, the Monte Cullerbys of the world who can have something surgically removed, they're the lucky ones. But when we're transitioning into what has happened post-COVID, and we now know we're dealing with this nanotech phenomenon, it was really daunting to our organization because we're an organization that's meant to find help and solutions for individuals. What do we do now when you have something in you where Dr. Ido Bachelet demonstrates that you can put 1,000 billion robots in the tip of a needle that he brought from his lab that he teaches his students to control with an Xbox controller, you know, when it's in a host, how do you fight that? And I came across a product, and I've always been left brain. Everyone who knows me knows that I never support anything unless the data is there. And if you can bring my screen up and can show exactly what we're about to talk about. So this is Zeolite Z. It's made by Masterpiece. And what zeolite does, it's a negatively charged mineral that is naturally made. It's only sourced on two areas on the globe in blue zones where you have to have volcanic activity, diatomaceous earth that meets the sea. And on the left side, it's very uniform. It's actually, you know, just geometrically sound. And what they discovered is that it will extract poisonous metals and plastics in your body, basically chelate, a form of chelation, if you want to use an analogy. And on the right-hand side of that screen is what happens when they put a drop of graphene oxide on it? And graphene oxide is a big part of this nanotech and how it makes it self-assemble, self-replicate. And remember, it crosses the blood-brain barrier. It self-assembles at high-density nerve endings across the body. But this is what happens. It balls up, and the zeolite acts like a magnet. And then it gets excreted in your perspiration, urination, defecation, just all of those ways that the body gets rid of toxins. And they have proven it scientifically. And when they did studies, what they did is they tested people for baselines at graphene oxide at day zero. And after 90 days, you see a significant drop in the levels of the graphene oxide in these individuals, as well as other toxins that are excreted from the body. And this gave us hope because this stuff is getting into us faster than we can excrete it. But for right now, this is a solution that we hope that everyone out there understands if you're not on this, you're not living a healthy lifestyle, you're not exercising, you're not having a good diet, you definitely still need to do this. But if you're doing all those things, what we are finding preliminarily is that when we're going and scanning individuals who were being tested for semiconductor testing, that there is a percentage. Most people were measuring pretty high in that. But we have a couple of cases now where they've been on the masterpiece and we go to retest them. The levels are now down at 30, 40% and as low as 15% on our testing.
So you're saying in 20 years, you've never seen a product that had this type of effect with the symptoms.
Exactly. And what we are finding, you know, this huge population of victims that we deal with who are actually on the masterpiece, they're expressing that they themselves are seeing symptom drops down to the 50 and 60% level. And I think Desiree can probably testify to that. You shared that with us recently.
Yeah, I was experiencing some symptoms of some of the stuff that they discussed. And I started the masterpiece about 3 months ago. And I would say my symptoms have decreased by 60%. And it hasn't completely taken it away, but I'll take 60% any day.
Yeah. Yeah, these individuals are, like I said, they are suffering. They're being tortured. It's 24/7. Even the diplomats talk about that. They talk about not being able to get away from the signal or the this frequency that has been following them. But this is a solution now. And it's probably something, a supplement you're probably going to have to be on for the rest of your life until they figure out how are they going to stop this stuff. But if you're not on it, I highly encourage you to please get on it. If you go to,
it's a masterpiece.health/Alex. Again, that's masterpiece.health/Alex. Go ahead and get your masterpiece. It's a great product. And just like Jesse, what you were saying too, until they can actually stop it. My father and I have lots of conversations about this, but how do you actually stop this? And he is of the proponent that you need total and absolute 100% declassification that these systems and programs exist. If you can't get the declassification, you're never going to get the actual solution because they're never going to admit that it's real. So this is what you do as a member of the InfoWar. Do you know anybody that works in government? Do you know anybody that has any sort of high-level job? Talk to your friends and family about this. Get it around to people so we can get the declassification. Sign the petition at stop3024.com so we can go to Congress, so we can have more of these hearings like Colonel Eggren was doing in front of Congress, in front of the House Homeland Security Committee of May of last year. The future of the world and humanity is in your hands, and if you work together and we do this correctly, and we all work together, we can make it happen. So I want to thank the InfoWars crew. They've been great the entire time we've been here. Go to MindNexusLive.com. Follow us on X at MindNexusLive. We love you. God bless. And we'll see you tomorrow.
And thank you, Alex, for the opportunity to host your show.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.